Who pulled down Ryan's pants? Who filled Will's hat with red ants? Jimmy McBastard, that's who!
Hey, Ryan, I poured you a drink.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. Oh, God, what the hell is that?
It's my piss.
Oh, it's so warm and salty. And why is it carbonated?
Who put itching powder in his underwear? Who fed Meyer to a bear? Jimmy McBastard, that's who.
Hey, guys, have you seen Meyer? I haven't seen him for about a week.
Jimmy McBastard!
He's one shady character.
Can someone get me out of here? I'm sick of this bear, and it stinks in here!
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
I want a magic item!
It depends on Lego Batman.
We're recording.
I want one!
Maybe you'll get one.
Send them right now!
Then you should have came to the Sorceress's Tower. If there is likely to be a magic item, that would be a good place.
Yeah, there is actually a magic item there that he can find.
I'm out of here!
Is it the orb that I already picked up?
No.
Oh, okay. But that's magic, right?
Probably.
And it is an item.
Yeah. It's not a very interesting magic item.
Hey,
you've seen pretty much everything it can do.
You mean that moving portrait of my parents?
Yes. Well, not necessarily your parents, but the parents of whoever made it.
You mean my parents?
Are they your parents?
They are now.
Oh, God. that'll be interesting later on.
They look nothing like you.
So, hey, everybody. I don't know if this is going to be a second session or if we're splicing this into the end of the first one.
It's a mystery.
We'll find out.
Who knows? Well, probably you, because you've clicked on this and you'll know.
If you had to wait a week or more to listen to this section of the game, then it is its own...
Wait. Let's ask our audience. If you think that this episode should just be tacked on to the last one, vote by texting 1 now.
Yeah.
If you think this should be its own separate episode, vote by texting 2.
And hit 3 if Eric's great.
Text to. Eric, text me. Your phone number?
5.
We have a Ragnarok number, but you can't text to it.
That's why it has to be Eric's.
Leave a voicemail of a number. Just say 1 or 2.
No, comment on this episode.
Like, comment, and subscribe if we should split this.
And also remind us what the 1 and 2 mean, because last time we forgot.
No, I remembered. One of them was that I was great, and everyone hit that one.
No, you obviously remembered it wrong.
No, it was Eric should shut up, and that's what everyone hit.
No, they hit that I shouldn't shut up. I'm awesome.
All right, if you think Eric should shut up...
Vote with 3.
No, 3? All right, fine. Fuck 3.
All right, so 1, this should be joined to the other episode. 2, this should be its own episode.
Separate part. 3, Eric should shut up.
And 4, Eric is great.
No, there's no 4.
There's always 4. 4 is the best number.
That's not true at all.
It is.
So I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this session. Let's go around and quickly reintroduce our characters in case we decide to make this its own separate segment.
I'm Eric. I'm playing Kalala. She's a human commander. She's very quiet and nice. And she has a Pegasus named Windrider.
I am Alex. I am playing Sir Pizdipple the Buoyant, the halfling sorcerer. He is neither quiet nor nice. He's buoyant. He's motherfucking buoyant.
And yet somehow he was knighted in an undersea kingdom.
Well, I try to tell the story, but everyone keeps interrupting me. Or skeletons interrupting me. Yes, he is the only land dweller knighted by the queen of the underwater kingdom of Drowsy.
Oh, I forgot to say my one new thing. I'm the only...
I am Will, and I am playing Ruger.
Will, that was awesome.
Did you do that on purpose? Confused.
No.
I looked down. That's even more thought of. Realized that no one was talking.
Eric was clearly in the middle of speaking.
He insulted you again.
Who's Eric? I don't know who this Eric is.
No. I think I know what the problem was. Eric must have been speaking in such a high tone of voice that Will just couldn't hear it.
Wait, can you hear this?
No. I just see his mouth move, but I don't hear anything.
Wait, Will, why do you just keep pressing 3 on your phone?
and then he looks at the phone.
Wait, was I? Oh, no.
I should go to bed. Will, you're the best.
You will.
You're the best.
Never change.
14 hours at work. Hey!
Alright, so Eric, tell us your one unique thing and then Will, you go.
My one unique thing is I am the only commander to pass my test of duty without raising my voice.
Also, you don't make sound when you speak.
Apparently so.
It's just how too high pitched for Will. It'd be weird. You speak at a tone you don't like.
Alright, Will, who's your character?
Save the go now?
Yes.
Playing the dwarf wizard Rugar. With his little trusty sidekick familiar, Diggs. Eric is actually Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
Eric's playing Diggs. He's
the raccoon.
Yes, he's a raccoon. Who likes to pick up shit.
He likes shinies.
Yes, he likes shinies.
He stole all of the coins from the
battle. All the coins from the battle, and everybody got mad at me.
No, just me.
Russian suddenly?
My one unique thing is I've been banned from all dwarven cities.
Has he been exiled from every single dwarven settlement in the Empire?
For being too grumpy.
I'm playing Seldar.
I used to be a sergeant. I'm winning at this game.
I'm playing Seldar Kadurgan. Who is the only good drow paladin? Because everyone else is a.
Did you forget to bring your dice again?
Evil.
All the other drows are evil. Or cruel and not really up dedicating themselves to the bright gods.
Or just curmudgeon-y.
Yeah.
Also, they're enough.
They're cranky at best.
Favorite app. Also, they're not good at
drow. The other good drows are just not good enough to be paladins.
Eric, I borrow two D8.
Don't talk to me.
all the other
and probably a D20.
I'll fish them out,
all the other elves
that you need for every roll.
All the other elves were
do not
be
with a big D20, Eric.
Wow, well, you
no.
really just like to
well.
Interrupt today, huh?
No,
he said. Oh, I thought you said no to the D8.
Hey, I'm Chris, and I'm playing Grithok III, the half-orc rogue. His unique thing is that he's been kidnapped and forced to work on a ship in every port in the Midland Sea.
Trump-sized dice.
Yes, tiny hands.
It's called Grokt.
Uh-huh.
No, Drakt.
Drakt.
Drakt. And Drakt.
I'll find one.
Like you.
Grithok III.
Grithok.
Right.
Oh, God.
G-R-I-T-H-O-K. It's a G-R-A. No, it's I.
He's at the third because he was originally a junior, and then
his
father realized what a coward he was.
He wanted to put some space between us.
All right. So, Akos, I'm going to put you on the back burner for a bit, if that's okay with you, because your scene is just one person. And then...
Eric's favorite person.
All right, fine. We'll do
no,
real quick.
No, I don't want to go.
Save the best for last.
Yeah, we'll save the best for last.
Oh, you just got to catch it that way.
Yeah, there you go. So you guys, first of all, what do you guys remember about last session?
I hid under a bed from a skeleton. I was on my way to the Elf Queen to deliver the mask I got
during the first game.
And then I saw some skeletons attacking up a bar, and I attacked them, and then I saw an old face that I can't believe I saw, because last time I saw it, he was pushing me into the stone thief.
Actually, he was doing that from behind you, so you didn't see.
I kind of twisted around, and I saw him. And I was like,
I don't know if you ever listened to the game, but Meyer was basically about to make a heroic sacrifice and say, I will take the mask and jump into the dungeon's maw, and then Alex pushed him.
What happened? Then
his dipple has been collecting teeth.
Yep.
Were you doing that in the first game? I don't remember.
No, but in the interim, I have accumulated quite a sack of teeth.
Then we became deputies.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We say we were on a went to the town, saved some people, found some part of us are going to the graveyard. Other part of us are going to
me.
the tower of the local sorceress to check out what's going on. Akos, do you remember what Pizdipple found in the tower?
I had a lovely conversation with a door knocker He let me in. I went on the first floor. There was an apprentice's room where I got the globe that now contains the image of my parents. I went upstairs and found an expansive library because it's bigger on the inside. There was the end of a chain that was wrapped all the way around the building and anchored outside. The other end was flopping around inside the library, and the sorceress was lying, maybe dead, we don't know, on the far side of the room.
In a pool of her own blood.
Oh, she was in a pool of her own blood. Yep. She's probably dead.
She's mostly dead.
She's mostly dead. She's still partly alive.
And you guys were journeying through the old graveyard, the tombs that were carved into the seaside cliffs of Chalk. So after the perilous and epic journey, which we described last time, you guys find yourself in what appears to be a crypt. There are recessed areas filled with coffins. There are iron grates to seal off certain areas. And you can hear somebody pacing back and forth down at the other end of the hallway. There are actually torches here. Mm-hmm. So you would suspect that there might be guards. You're not really sure if skeletons need torchlight to see, but
well, you know, most of us can see in the dark because we're not human.
I can't.
I'm gonna take a torch anyway.
I'm afraid. I remember we were going. Everyone had their hands because so we don't lost.
I wrapped myself in shadows with my ring.
You can still do that.
Stay by the.
Yes, I'm going to continually do that.
Stay by the torches. I'm going to scout and see what the head of us.
You do that. Go ahead.
How are you doing that? Are you being stealthy?
I have a ring, a magic ring that can
see
around corners. So I would like to.
A magic ring he stole.
I want a magic item.
I'm not sure how to use it.
It's
made of gnome leather.
Make me a dex roll. If you have a background that's applicable, you can add it. Tell me what it is and why it applies.
Well, the Diabolus gave it to me, so.
Not really.
No? All right, so dex plus level plus d20.
All right. Thank you. The D10. Yeah, that's the stupidest of all stupids.
Yep.
So D20 plus my dex.
Plus your level. The third number. In that row where it says all the things.
Yeah. All right. So I got a 18.
Oh, I forgot. I do have a magic item. I forgot. I have a jagged sword.
Yep, you do.
And a Pegasus.
He's not an item. That's a being.
What did you do with your Pegasus when you?
I told him to stay outside, stay in the air to keep safe. And I would hopefully be out soon.
Okay, so you're gonna like call him back down.
Did I see the book, Ryan?
Yeah.
I'm gonna check some.
A weird pronunciation of Gildenated.
As you approach, you can hear a very gruff, kind of irate sounding voice, and someone is like pacing back and forth in a crypt behind a locked iron grate. All the gods in the dark, how did I get myself into this mess? I can't believe this.
I can't see at the iron gate.
Put your ring in between. Just slightly around the bar so you can see. Uh-huh. And you see a dwarf. Also shorn of beard. Wearing kind of messy, crappy clothes like, you know, stitched together and patched in a lot of places, and a long kind of a cap. And he's got like a piece of charcoal or a pencil or something. And he's like tapping against his teeth and he's scratching notes
against his teeth
as he's thinking.
That's pretty gross.
And his mouth is all like stained.
He's
and
ruining
disgusting.
Them.
Yeah.
He like scratches a note on the wall and then scratches it out. And she's obviously like trying to like formulate some kind of a plan, but you can't really tell like what his angle is.
All right. Well, then I'll come back to the guys. So there's a iron gate there, and on the other side of it, there's a dwarf that looks a lot like, you. I mean, doesn't look like me. He has no beard like you. Oh. Not many dwarfs have no beards.
Didn't we say, as a world traveler last time, did I know what the beard is?
You can make that roll again.
So what was it, 20 plus whatever the number at the end is?
Plus intelligence.
I take my plus 6 and
plus 4. So you roll a d20 and
why don't you have a beard?
And that's a 7. So 17.
Let's just say the dwarf king and I don't get along.
It's a dwarven sign of dishonor.
Okay, so
it's a way of saying, you know, this dwarf does not belong among
people. They shave the beards off of dwarves when they're exiled from polite society, like a friend.
Oh goodness, I'm sorry.
Thanks for announcing that.
Don't hurt me.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that. Maybe if you're both in this situation, he would like to help us. What was he doing?
Should I go talk to him?
Pacing back and forth. Looks like he's trying to. I had no idea. He's trying to figure something. I couldn't get a good look.
I gotta see if I know him.
Should we all go, or it was just you?
He didn't notice you, so. It depends on you guys and how you want to make the play. What do you want to do?
We shouldn't let him see us all. What if he's an enemy? This way, at least, if he tries to kill our friend, we could still all run away.
I don't run away. If somebody is attacking us, if it's evil, I kill it.
Well, maybe he's not evil, just misled.
If he's going to attack him and kill him, I'm going to kill him first.
Somebody kill me. Oh, that's Gritch.
I think
even the king couldn't kill me.
I think we're all jumping the gun a little bit. We don't know
what gun.
They tried.
There's no such thing as guns. That might be.
The jumping the other metaphor a
jumping
bit.
Jumping the arrow.
Hopping the bow.
You know what? The Dragon Empire is supposed to be like people drift in from other dimensions all the time. Okay. So maybe they're linked. Maybe their idioms.
Was
drift
it the one
in
that had
well.
The robots in it too?
Yes.
So I could see how there would be guns.
Yeah.
I'll do skipping the bow because that sounds like you're saying you're skipping over the bow and going straight to sword play and being too instead of being careful,
we'll just,
being too headstrong.
All right. So Will Rogar is heading up to talk to this other dwarf.
Sure. And I could probably speak to him in Dwarven.
Okay. Do any of you know
I'm a dwarf.
Dwarven?
I don't.
No, not you.
Does it say somewhere on the sheet? Or
as,
do I make
What's your intelligence modifier?
6.
Plus 6.
6, and I'm a world traveler.
Okay, so yes, you know a lot of Dwarven.
All right.
I'm 3.
What were we asking? I said Dwarven.
I'm a plus 3.
What's your intelligence modifier?
With level or...?
Without level.
2.
Oh, without level?
Yeah.
Oh, 2.
2.
Oh, yeah. Might as well.
All right, so even though you're a drow, yeah. You haven't really had much occasion to learn Dwarvish.
It's mostly going to just be, you know, just regular basic, probably.
Yeah, or common, whatever.
I'm just kind of assuming I don't know it.
But yeah, you with the world traveler, you definitely can speak Dwarven. All
right.
And if you, you know, it's narrative, so if you don't want to understand...
I don't know it.
They, yeah, okay.
But
so
I'm willing to learn.
Only, he's the only one who thinks...
the courier for the elf queen. Maybe I went back, or maybe I did have to... Oh, man. She had to deliver to elves.
I'm going to walk over to the cage.
Dwarf, yes.
Okay.
Exactly, man.
Moloch. He,
Oh, Will's going to make up his own language right now.
That's Dwarven for friend.
Oh, right.
That's Elvish for friend.
Elvish for friend. Elvish for friend.
He originally attacks you.
Yeah.
He doesn't notice you at first.
It's Melvon, isn't it? Melvon.
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't notice you at first.
I'll look it up.
But when he does, he kind of starts. And he looks very eager, you know, and thankful that someone is there. And then he rushes up and he gets a look at you. And he takes a step back and he goes, "Oh,
Ellen.
Oh, excuse me, brother. I didn't. Hammerstrike? You were exiled from. How do you get exiled from Hammerstrike? that's what that is. They cut off the bottom piece of your ear there.
Yeah, that's and I got banned from here and here and here.
Just pulls up the sleeves, all the scars.
The
this
tattoos.
One was from Nightfall.
Brands.
Okay. Listen, take pity on a fellow fallen dwarf, brother. I have to beg your forgiveness. You have to let me out of here.
Well, how'd you get yourself in here?
My mistress, Zuthana.
Are we supposed to know that name?
I'm at her house.
It's the sorceress.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
My mistress, Zuthana. I was in the laboratory cleaning up after one of her experiments, and I was such a fool. I let this wandering traveler in, and he stabbed her and stole something very precious to her, very precious indeed.
What did he steal?
It was a book, a magical book.
A magical book.
A tome of enchantment that's very, very old and very powerful and very valuable.
Is there, like, a way you can tell if he's telling me the truth?
Make me a wisdom check.
Oh,
what's your background?
The word that I don't remember.
Background?
Do you have a background that
military policeman?
Okay, yeah, you can add that.
What's it called in Eclipse Speaks again?
Kinesics.
All right.
Oh. Eric's favorite Kinesics.
So you add your military police and your modifier plus level in wisdom.
21.
You've seen enough con men before to know when you're getting the sob story.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, like, he seems very fixated on this book, and it's just something about his body language and the way he's not making eye contact with you that he's you get the sense that he's pulling this together on the fly.
As a thief, do I recognize another liar?
You can overhear this conversation, so...
Right, and I can understand it, too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna...
Is it decent? What was it, wisdom?
Wisdom.
And I can add my thief thing to it, too?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a 4, 8, 12.
12. You're actually kind of too far down the hall. You can hear his part of it, but the other dwarf is kind of echoey, because...
D-line?
Hmm?
Is he lying?
Yes, Will lying?
Will is, as far as you can tell, telling the truth.
All right. I accomplished something, then.
please, brother, you've got to let me out. We have to retrieve the book before this terrible madman, this necromancer.
All right, but I have questions. Okay? I have questions.
Very well. What answer?
How'd you get back?
I will answer. Oh, he takes off his hat and he starts like worrying it in his hands. And he goes, "Oh, it was a terrible misunderstanding. It wasn't my fault. I dishonored the name of a fellow dwarf, and it was over a lass. You see, she was beautiful, and he was very wealthy, and we were fighting for her hand at the time, and." He used his influence to have me thrown out.
I think he's lying.
No, I think
I'll let you carry. He's totally just like making this up as he's going. Yeah.
You know, it's not very smart to lie to your a fellow dwarf.
Why you care? You're a dick. You're a dick.
Of, yeah, but
that's why you're kicked out. That's exactly why he would care. He's just being a dick. And he found his way to be like, hey, yeah, you're stuck, man. Yeah,
I'm an ex-military. I'm an ex-military policeman. I know when someone's lying to me. All so, right. Since you lied to me, since you're going to stay in here.
He walks up to the bars. He's got his hat in his hand, and he's just, like, clenching it. And he looks at you, and he says, okay, we'll see if you can believe this then, brother. There is an insane human boy who has a very, very powerful magical artifact. And it may just have driven him insane. And now, he's raising the dead. And unless you get me out of here, he's going to probably... Well, I can't say what he will do. I'm hoping, best case scenario, he puts me at the head of his armies of the undead, and maybe we overthrow the Empire. That's, you know, that's... Best case scenario. Worst case scenario, I end up dead. And that's on you. And tell me, brother, are you willing to live with yourself after doing that to a fellow outcast?
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
Probably not.
To remind you of all my times I got kicked, but all the place I got kicked out of.
Of all the doors he could have run into.
See this brand here? I got this by leaving a fellow dwarf to die.
Tattoo. I don't care if it's a lie. I just say it.
And then Chris can tell you a line.
He starts pacing back and forth, and he says, "Well, if you won't help me out that way, maybe there's another way." And then he calls out, "Guards!
Where are they coming from?"
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Seems to have gone well.
Alright. Yeah, food. Actually.
Beer.
I'm going to kill the dwarf.
Okay, so you're going to... Okay, we can get to that. He is in a cell.
What?
Hitting us first, because... They probably come
down. Have to come down.
Yeah. Let's cut back to Pizdipple and see what he's up to.
If I remember, I just got to. It ended with me getting upstairs to the library.
Right, and you saw that you saw that she was lying on the floor in a pool of her own blood, and you went, yes,
as I want the tower. So I'm going to call out, hey, sorceress.
I need all the.
Damn it.
You hear that awful sound of like a sucking chest wound, and she kind of like pushes herself up on.
Wait a minute, remember who you're talking to. I don't think it was an awful sound.
No,
it's a very green sound.
It's all right. Can I? So you said the chain is like whipping back and forth, right?
You can get around the chain without having to make.
So I'm gonna dodge the chain and go over to her.
She has like. Pushed herself up on one elbow and is slowly, like, crawling towards you.
No, stay still. Out of character, I do not have a heal spell, but I have ritual castings. Mm-hmm. So, in the book, that's what I was checking. I could cast any spell as a ritual?
Out of combat, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Tell me what its effect is, and...
I want to cast a healing spell on her.
Okay.
At least, not to, like, fully heal her, but maybe so she's not dying as much. Yeah.
You can see she's a demon touched, so she has like big ram horns that wrap around her head.
Oh, I'm friends with the well, I have an on and off relationship with the Diabolist.
And she like just reaches up and grasps at your robes with one bloody hand.
So can I as part of the ritual, because I have to like say how I do
it. You tell me what spell you expend and what you physically do, and then
it has to be one of the spells I know.
Yes.
Hmm. What I was thinking is, instead, could I use my Belt of Vitality, since the Diabolist gave it to me? It's evil-ish. And she's demon-touched. Could I maybe, like, channel one of my recoveries to her?
I will let you try it. Sorcerers are charisma, correct?
Yes.
All your spells are plus charisma?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so make me that check. And do you have any relevant background?
I have my whispers from the colors.
All right, so maybe the colors tell you something about, you know...
how to do
yeah.
this. 28.
Okay, yeah. You follow the instructions whispered to you by her gasping wound.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
And her chest knits itself back together and her lungs reinflate. It looks rather painful. She still has a dagger in her side. You gotta pull it.
Oh, yeah, I would have taken that out first. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know she had a dagger in her side. So. I take that.
It's a magic item.
Woohoo! Yeah, that was easy.
You found it inside of her.
Yep. where the hell is it?
I want more magic items.
Okay.
If you get too much, you go crazy.
Yes.
Don't mind if I do.
Cursed champion tier dagger.
Oh, I keep getting all these horrible.
It's a +3, so if you stab someone, it does.
Cursed champion dagger.
It's a +3 weapon, so if you stab anybody, it's +3 to hit and +3 damage.
Nice.
If the eager dagger strikes the first hit in battle, that hit is automatically a critical.
Wow.
However, if someone else strikes the first hit, the eager dagger becomes irritated with its wielder. For the rest of the battle, if the wielder rolls a natural 1, the dagger bites for 4d8 +3 damage.
Jeez.
How much damage?
4d8.
Oh, I thought you said 48.
4d8.
That's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
But 48 is all of the hit points.
Yeah.
I like her.
Me too. +3.
It's a magic dagger, and if you strike the first blow, it's automatically a crit.
If not, if I get a natural 1, it bites me.
It bites you.
So I wipe it off on her robes as she's healing and tuck it into my evil gnome belt. Hi, how you doing?
Not very well, all things considered.
You're doing a little better.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. She waves her hand in the air, makes a gesture,
like she doesn't care.
And speaks a word of power, and the chain quiets and falls.
Oh yeah, what's up with that?
Many years ago, when I was young and foolish and hungry for power, I stole a very powerful artifact from the Lich King.
Ooh, sounds fun.
It was the Wizard King's spellbook, the only record he kept of all of his accumulated knowledge back when he was the Wizard King.
That sounds awesome.
It was a dark and corrupt book. It nearly cost me my soul.
They're a little overrated.
His favorite cost.
Oh, so what's with the chain?
Ever since, I have been assigned as punishment for what I did back then to stand eternal vigil over it, or at least until the day I die.
How long have you been watching the book?
Several centuries now.
Oh, wow. You look good.
I try.
I mean, other than the, you know, the knife wound, but...
Thanks to you.
Yeah, you know.
I do Pilates.
Scars are kind of hot.
Anyway... My apprentice, Hathred, stole the book and stabbed me. I don't know what's come over the boy.
Yeah. So the book was chained to the thing?
Yes. It is a very powerful artifact of necromantic magic. It channels negative energy from somewhere. It's almost as if the book is inhabited by a presence.
Negative energy. Could be my mom's house. Because she didn't appreciate me. tough room. Please,
you must help. You must find my apprentice Hathred before he does anything that he regrets.
Like raising an army of the dead and attacking the town?
Exactly like that.
Oh, too late then.
Oh my god.
Yeah, while you've been laying here bleeding to death, he summoned an army of skeletons that attacked the town. Don't worry. You have been saved by Sir Pizdipple the Buoyant. I will remedy this situation.
Oh god, nothing, anything but that.
Sir, has she heard of you? Let's see. Call it.
Odds.
Odds. 3. I will let you decide then. Has she heard of you?
Is it going to be good or bad if she's heard? Yes, she has. Because you know what? Piz Dipple's cool.
Piz Dipple.
Sir Piz Dipple.
That's right. The only halfling ever to be knighted in the undersea kingdom of Drowsy.
Thank you very much.
Please.
And not just halfling, land dweller.
Thank goodness that someone of such conscience found me.
Well.
please, brave Sir Knight, you must find my apprentice and stop him before he wreaks any further havoc on this land and its innocent inhabitants.
Do you know where he might have fled to?
The graveyard, I suspect, is where he would do the largest portion of his work.
You know, the place that we all said we should go.
Yes, that does make sense.
I never would have suspected him of doing something
take
like
your
this.
Dagger back.
Let me just give this back to you. So, you are obviously an extremely powerful sorceress. I require a means of transportation to reach the graveyard in a timely manner. Perhaps some sort of flying rug or broom.
Just teleports you.
Miss the pop.
Or flighted, flightless bird.
Or what?
Flighted, flightless bird. Yes.
This penguin will carry.
Alas, I was thinking ostrich, but
yeah.
The dagger you hold in your hand drank most of my power. I cannot grant you such a boon.
I glare at the dagger. You son of a bitch.
But what I can do... She takes out a... She rushes over, picks up a scroll and scratches something onto it and rolls it up and hands it to you. And she says, "Speak this word of power, brave Sir Knight."
What does it do?
And if you do... It will call the chain from the tower to you, wherever you may be.
And then what?
It will drag any who you direct the spell at back here. It's not a gentle chain. Don't use it unless you really mean it.
Can I memorize the word of power?
Of course.
All right. Out of character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I memorize it and hand the paper back to her.
Doesn't else anyone knowing?
You gave her a recovery and she's not like on death's door, but she's still like very. She lost a lot of blood. She's very weak. So.
Do you know any other words of power? Ooh, do you know one that can make me fly?
Please.
She says just... no, and then starts making you fly. It's confusing.
Right, one last question: are you using all those teeth?
All right. Sir Pizdipple the Buoyant shall save you from your misdeeds and do something with your apprentice. Are you attached to him?
If you can save him, yes. I would feel endlessly guilty if I was trying to do the boy a kindness. His parents were drowned.
Oh. Oh, the fisher people. That makes sense now. Yeah. Did he put your door to sleep, too?
He may have.
Yeah, your door was asleep when I got here.
I'm teaching him the basics of the magical arts.
Yeah, the door knocker.
I saw his journal. I found his room downstairs. How old is he? What does he look like?
Lad is about 14. Very, very pale, very withdrawn.
Human?
Yes, human.
Mm-hmm. Figures he'd leave it to a human to steal a book of power, not know what to do with it. Am I right?
There she is. She a wolf human?
No.
She's a demon type.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A tiefling.
Right? Yeah. Humans, man, they suck. Okay.
Please, you must hurry.
I was about to go. Jeez. Didn't even give me a broom or anything. Do I have to, like, untie the chain from outside if I want it to come?
No, just call it. It'll come.
It's not just going to be locked over there?
No, like I said, it'll grow to whatever size it needs to be. It'll whip through most things.
It's magic.
Yeah, okay.
Do yourself a favor. Don't put anything that you're overly attached to in between the thing you're calling the chain toward and the power.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not overly attached to anything. All right. Well, what was her name again?
Zathanna.
All right, Zarathustra. I am on my way, and I leave.
This ends with me.
As I'm going down, was there like a kitchen or anything?
Looks like close enough.
was there a kitchen?
Yes. There was
I stop at the kitchen. I grab a potato, and I start munching on it as I walk out. Just a raw potato. And as I leave the door, I'm like, "Oh, see ya."
She watches.
I saved your mistress's life, by the way, Dor. You owe me
for the potato.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you, kind sir. I apologize for the delay.
Yeah, no, it's all right. You're just a door.
I was only doing my duty. The sole reason for being.
I whip back around. Don't do it again.
And the door, the face in the door looks terrified.
That's right. And then I walk off towards the graveyard. Oh wait! I call back to her. Can I only use the word once?
That wasn't originally one of the stipulations, but I'm starting to think that it should be.
No, it's not. Got it. As many times as I want. Cool.
What a funny little man. Is he eating a potato?
Eating my potato. Oh.
Was that my enchanted potato?
I could roast it with burning hands, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to eat it raw.
Sometimes in Minecraft, when you harvest potato, it's a poisonous potato.
Oh, God.
Sometimes in real life, when you...
All right. So we'll cut back. Cut back to the other scene. Everybody, roll initiative.
It's a D20, right?
Yep. A D20 plus...
Everything's a D20.
Your dex plus your level.
I could choose either 12
or... They are...
23. I'll go 23.
That's my...
22. 23.
Hold on to that. Hold that thought.
Hold on to your butts.
23.
I'm also going to get some potato chips.
I roll a 20.
Me talking about potatoes, made you want some potato chips?
Yep.
Chris is like, ooh, I can really go for a potato, except sliced and fried instead of raw.
Baked. I brought baked potato chips.
You cad.
I was farming potatoes today on Minecraft.
I've heard of potatoes.
I've never heard of potatoes.
I was farming some wheat and some potatoes and some carrots.
Outside of the
D4
for the moments of glory. Ryan, with my moments of glory ability, I assume I could only use it once.
What does it say?
Alright, it's roll D4 when you roll initiative and note the results. As a free action in battle, give that result as a bonus to an ally's attack roll, save, or skill check after they roll.
Yeah.
Does it say that it's a daily or once per battle?
Doesn't say anything like that. It's a talent.
Hmm.
No, talents you could do, they apply whenever.
Okay, so I could just keep adding plus four to things, since I rolled a
d4? I think you roll once per battle.
Right, yeah.
But whatever you get.
I think you could give that to one person once.
Once.
That's what I was wondering, if it was one person once, or if it was a bonus I had to apply as a free action, like, each turn when I...
No, I think it's just once.
Yeah. All right, because it didn't specify, but... All right, yeah.
Look here, if you want to look at... Here's the 13 true ways where the commander is in. If that made
my
sense.
My talent that I can only use once per battle specifically says once per battle.
Yeah.
All right, Grithok, what are you at?
22.
Seldar.
23.
23. Rogar.
20.
20. Pizdipple is not there. Kalala. Nope.
23.
23. All right. So, Seldar and Kalala, you guys are up first, along with Digger the Dwarf.
So the Dwarf, he just yelled. Did he, in Dwarves, he say guards?
Or
in Common?
Common.
Alright. Well,
when you roll in the
I'll kill, I'll take out my sword and I will attack these jerks.
No, it says, as a free action, you can add the result to a single attack roll made by one of your nearby allies later in this battle.
Allies?
Yes.
I got a 19.
So let me describe the battleground first.
It's a cave.
Yeah, it is a cave, but also, as I said before, a crypt. There are all kinds of alcoves with urns and coffins and burning torches on the walls. Coming down the corridor behind you from a different pathway than the one you took. You see,
it's a monkey.
Three skeletons that are in full plate, and armed with rusty swords. And one of them, who appears to be wearing a decayed holy symbol around its neck, they come rushing up.
All
right. So, which one are you going after?
I'll take out on holy symbol guy.
Okay. So go ahead and...
He looks like he's tough.
I'm also 23.
Well, hang on. Let's resolve my
19
to hit?
Yeah, on ace versus ace.
You miss.
Son of a bitch.
But you do your level in damage.
I do 4.
4, okay.
Oh, no, when you kill. Never mind, I didn't hit him.
Okay. Well, can I borrow that deep... 1d3. Thank you.
And this is
the d3. It's cooler than just rolling a d6.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat it.
All right. Kalala.
All right.
So, yeah.
I think maybe I'm not going to attack this round.
Okay.
I want to kind of try to step into a slightly safer place and weigh the odds to gain command points.
All right. Do you have to roll for that, or you just...
It's just as an action. I roll 1d4.
Right. Cool.
And here. 2. All right, so I have 3 command points. And it's light enough... There are the torches, with the torches I can see, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because everyone else can see in the dark, and I can't.
Yeah, I'm going to extinguish all the torches so Larry can't see next time. Yeah, skeletons can't see in the dark. They got no eyes.
That's right.
All right.
Where'd you get this 1d3 anyway?
From Game Science.
They have a set with like weird dice. It's like a d7 and a d14 or something.
I might want to order it.
Ooh, they've D24. Got funky dice.
Yeah, d24.
Keith, so what does a d7 look like?
I don't know.
It's a pentagon, and each it's like a three-dimensional pentagon. Like if you extruded it, so it's got 5 sides and then 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
That's not a very fair die, though.
No, not at all.
Nah. Just put the 1 and 2 on those sides. You can't get them.
So, Rogar.
Yes.
Your new dwarf friend here has a bag that he's fishing around in. And he seems to be ready to throw stuff, something at you.
Is it a bag of night soil?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Tell me, does 18 hit your physical defense?
Yes.
PD.
But
okay.
I hope it's a healing salve.
Hope it's your mom.
I hope it's night soil.
I hope it's a gungan.
Okay. He pulls out an orb of some kind and breaks it on the floor at your feet. And noxious gas comes spilling out. You take 5 damage.
Ooh, you're good. Rick's favorite gas.
Can I have pencil?
No.
Can I have pencil?
Grithok, you're up.
Are any of these enemies engaged with any of my allies?
The guy with the holy symbol is engaged with Seldar.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go after him, so I can sneak attack him.
Sneak attack.
Now that's a class feature. Can I also use one of my powers and spells?
or is the sneak attack the thing I'm doing?
I think it's the thing you're doing.
Okay. So it's a basic attack, and if I hit, I get to add more damage to it.
Yep.
Then that's what I'll do. I'm going to stab him with my stabber.
That's what your stabber's called?
Yep. And I rolled an 8, and I get to add 8 to that, so 16 you miss.
16, yeah, you against DC?
Yes.
Yeah, you miss.
You miss damage, though.
You do miss damage. Equal to your level. Okay. He is not very happy about that.
Wait. It doesn't... I guess I have to hit, though. It says once per round, deal plus 2d6 damage against an enemy engaged with one or more of your allies.
Yeah.
Is that if
I... So if you hit on an attack against an enemy who meets that condition, you can deal the plus 2d6 damage. He is going to...
his favorite.
Favorite what?
Nothing.
Eric's favorite he was going to.
He rubs at his holy symbol and gestures with his bony fingers at you, Seldar.
Why would you do that to me? I didn't do anything to him.
You gain 7 hit points.
Wait. The skeleton has a holy symbol?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to kill.
What's it the holy symbol of?
It's rotted. You can't really tell. Does 23 hit your PD?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, take 14 damage. As he seems to cast some kind of withering spell at you.
Alright.
Put down that you have 5 ongoing every round until you pass a save.
Ooh.
Other 3 guys.
Save.
You save at the beginning of your turn.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you have to roll over an 11.
Mm. That's a free action. I just roll and see if I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once per turn.
All right. Oh, what were these numbers I wrote next to icon relationships? I remember that's something we rolled.
That we had. It was the d6s you rolled at the beginning.
Right. But
you had a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
You can cash that in for some sort of favor from the icon. If it's a 5, it has some sort of stipulation. If it's a 6, it doesn't. It could be like a magic item or like you know a piece of information because that icon told you.
Well, one of my icon relationships is negative, so why would it give me something?
Well, then
I would the cost.
It's a benefit from the icon's enemies.
Okay.
All right. So the other 3.
Comes with a cost, basically.
Yeah. They're going basically 1, 1, and 1.
All right.
Githok. Oh, damn. 25 hit your AC?
Yeah, it does.
You get run through with a rusty sword. Take 13 damage.
All right, Githok is running
away.
Yeah.
You make a tetanus save.
Make a save? Oh, shit.
How much did you say? 13?
13. Seldar?
Yeah.
26 hit your AC.
Yeah.
So you get stabbed.
How much?
13.
Shit.
And Kalala fared much better. 18.
Damn it. 1 over.
So you also take 13 damage as you are stabbed. And then we're back at the top of the turn and we're escalating.
I also get to roll my command point thing because I got hit with a melee attack. I gained 2 command points.
Wow.
Everybody remember the escalation die?
No.
I'm gonna do it face up so that we can...
Probably be good if you had, like, another guy with you or something.
Yeah. If there was another guy, then there would be more enemies.
Well, Eric didn't attack at all, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been good if Eric didn't attack.
Well, he's charging up his power so that he can actually
Yes,
help
I can help you guys more. But if you want, I could not help you and
that's
only...
That's sort of the whole point of his character.
That's all right, Eric. You can help me instead.
So, Seldar, you're up.
Although I wouldn't, because my next action is going to be to scream and run away.
Right. I'm going to...
And you guys should all keep in mind that you can use 1 recovery as a free action in battle.
Should I roll and see if I make a save?
Yeah, you should do that first.
Was it need to be 11?
Yeah.
11 or... There we go. I got a 17.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Okay, so you don't take the ongoing damage.
Fuck those
round.
Guys.
Is it gone or
it's gone?
All right.
So I'm going to now.
So you shake off this withering spell that this thing cast on you. For a second, you guys see Seldar like begin to look all old and haggard and wrinkled, and then he just sort of, you know,
boy, he clears his old.
Like John.
It's almost like Chris was siphoning his life energy.
I wouldn't do that yet. All right, I'm going to. I'll just attack him. I'll tag him regular type.
Okay.
Yeah, just regular game.
Just regular game. I got a 24.
Yep, you hit him. Against his AC?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ryan, what does rallying mean?
Rally is when you use your free recovery during battle.
Oh, okay.
That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got a 31.
Whoa. Shit. Alright.
Eat that, you son of a bitch. Use.
He is not very happy. You swing at him with your double-handled sword,
yeah.
And you knock most of him off of him.
Oh, okay. he didn't need most of him.
Ooh, save the teeth!
He's still like standing on one leg and looking mighty pissed off at you. Kalala, what are you up to?
I'm going to, as my regular action, attack the closest one. As my quick action, I want to use basic tactical strike to try to give Meyer a basic attack as a free action.
All right. So do you roll for that? How does that work?
It just says a nearby ally gets to make a basic attack as a free action.
Okay, so there you go.
Great job! Do it again!
He's almost down! Yay!
And after
that
he's
was
done,
perfect!
After he's
now
done,
do it again!
Attack roll.
Okay.
Yeah, 25 to hit.
Okay, and I'm not even going to make you roll damage. You kill it.
Do I roll my recharge thing now to see if I get to keep it?
I think that's at the end of battle, but...
Oh, but it's once for battle.
Okay, then yeah, roll it and see. It's a 16 plus?
11 plus, but 11. I did not make it.
Okay.
Alright, and then I'll do my regular attack to the one that attacked me.
And choose your attack.
Alright, so...
No, why would he?
Plus 6 versus AC. 18?
Versus
AC?
Confidence
boost? Nope. Alright, but my miss... Oh, wait, 19. Sorry, I forgot. Plus 1 to attack and damage.
Nope, still missed.
Alright, but I do double my miss damage with my sword, so...
You add the escalator, too?
20.
Still missed it, sorry.
Alright, but Jesus, cock tease. But he still takes 8 damage for a miss damage.
Alright.
I get it. Because it's cock.
Why is that my defense?
Like, did you add another plus one? No, here, I'll do it. You still missed. Did you add another plus one?
I did not.
While you are coughing and choking because of the gas bomb he just threw at you,
smelly.
Digger runs up and does Does 27 hit your AC?
What, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then he fucking stabs you.
What the fuck?
You wouldn't let him out, so...
What do you mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You were just kind of a giant dick to him.
And you just said, I'm gonna have to kill this guy.
Yeah. You literally... Yeah.
I think he got the
damage,
same,
Ryan?
14. He got the same idea about you.
We asked you, hey, do you want anyone to come with you? No, I got this. Then you decided you're going to kill him. And now instead he's just destroying you.
Now you're up. What do you do? You're stabbed, it's painful, and you got this like choking chemical.
I'm going to hit him with crescendo.
All right, what does that say?
Which is...
Target one or more enemies engage with you, rolling plus 8.
Don't do it. That means if it's one or more, it's like a group thing. You're going to waste like a group hit.
It's at will, though. It's
okay,
close
so
quarters
attack.
Okay,
so you can do it whatever.
All
right. If I hit thunder damage, 4d6, and and it says target pops free. I don't know what that means.
It means you're no longer engaged.
Oh.
So basically, if you want to attack them again, if you want to pop free of somebody, usually they either get an attack of opportunity against you, which is a free basic melee attack, or you have to pass a save. Otherwise, you can't pop free.
Okay.
So if he pops free automatically, then you don't have to do either of those things.
This book just told me to refer to page 222, and page 222 is this picture of a guy. It says, wait, hold on. Oh, wait, I see. Never mind, it's a different book.
Oh, that's right. Funny. Chris.
Do you want the other books?
Unless you want to tell me what wibbles are. Do you have the 13-page bestiary?
Bestiary, I do, but it's on my...
have enough to buy new
things.
All right, well, that's fine.
It's on
just,
my...
I was just kind of curious what wibbles tablet. Were, and it said page 222, so I turned to page
wibbles wobble, but they don't fall down.
And it was this guy.
That's a wibble.
He's happy.
Yeah, you can summon...
So go ahead and roll...
1d3 of them. He's a happy guy.
What's that guy?
I'm reading about Alex's guy.
He looks like a happy guy.
20 to hit?
That hits his AC. It's his AC versus his AC.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you hit him. So what does your spell look like that you...
What?
It's thunder damage, so how do you hurt this guy with sonic energy?
It's the thunder!
Thunder. I can't control the thunder!
That's a good sound.
I don't know.
Well, alright, he doesn't know. Good answer.
It's time for me to drop the beat, motherfucker!
I'm guessing the fact he just stabbed me, I feel it was kind of like a, the energy kind of just pops, like, it comes out of me, and, like, it kind of, like, spreads in like, three directions.
Okay.
So well, not three directions, but, like around me, and just...
Yeah, in a circle.
In a circle.
So, like, dust, what's like, your, what billows out from carry? Around you.
Yeah.
As you turn into a human subwoofer or dwarven.
What's your weapon?
What? I don't have a weapon.
He's a mage.
Daggers.
What if...
They could...
It's like a lightning arrow. Well, will somehow hit your daggers and then just kind of just slam your daggers in the ground and make a big shock.
That could be good. That's actually kind of cool. I'll do that. That's
right.
What it is. I like that.
So the dust goes flying out around, you know, from the point in the ground where you stab your dagger, but it channels specifically toward him. So go ahead and roll that thunder damage.
Six.
Small squeaking runes erupt from any 12. Cover that you go near.
No.
Oh, that's not my guy, though. 13. I'm not a chaos mage.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You should be.
I want
I know.
Perfect for him.
I know.
All right, and then we're down to these last three guys.
He's dead.
You killed the magic one.
You killed the undead cleric.
Yeah, he killed a dwarf.
No, he's still up.
Okay.
But
Wait, Ryan said that. No,
his turn is expended. Oh. He goes with you guys at 23.
Oh.
And now we drop down to undead soldiers.
Bring it, bitch.
Grithok.
Grithok the third.
I'm so sorry. 27 hit your AC.
For Christ's sake. Yes, it does.
13 more damage.
Which, what are we at on the order, attorney?
Plus one.
Two.
No, it's a plus one.
No, I know on the turn plus two.
Yeah,
what's the initiative?
I'm sorry, I skipped you.
Yeah, so
sorry.
Maybe that guy that's killing me is dead first.
Let's see.
All right, well, Grithok's going to scream and run away.
Okay. So make me a dex check.
Okay.
Oh wait, he's first. You have to. Do you want to hit? Do you want to take an attack of opportunity? Because you're engaged with him. Remember that thing I was explaining.
Right, it was a sneak attack, wasn't it?
What?
Oh no. I was trying to.
Yeah.
I tried to sneak attack, but I missed.
Yeah. So you're engaged with him.
So with the attack of opportunity, it's like a free hit, basically.
Yes.
He gets to
make a free attack against you
as you
run away from him.
Oh, he'll get the attack of opportunity.
Because you're turning your back.
Yeah, you're turning your back and running.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could pass a regular save. But if you pass if you fail the regular save, I almost said if you pass a regular save and fail. if you fail the regular save, then you can't leave. You're stuck there.
Okay. So and the other option is just to attack him.
Yeah, you attack him. You fight this guy. You take an attack of opportunity to turn and run, or you pass a regular save.
Wait, the regular save or running?
Or running.
Or attacking? Or I have to pass the save no matter what?
If you run, he gets the attack.
If you want to run away without getting, without having him attack you, you have to pass the save.
All right.
If you fail the save, you're stuck there and he's attacking.
I guess I should just attack him. Even though...
Well, see if you pass. Roll me a regular save and see what happens.
Eight?
No, that does not pass. So you're stuck there. Okay. So you got to attack him either way.
All right.
You know that if you he's got you kind of cornered. If you like try to back away, he's gonna.
All right. So I'm a cornered animal at this point.
Yep.
So now I can attack.
Uh-huh.
I will still scream though.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna
roll save to see if he scream.
Oh no! Only against staggered. He's not staggered, is he?
Not yet.
Okay. Give it time.
I don't have momentum, so I'm gonna do.
I think if you hit him, you get momentum, so you can use that next turn.
All right, I'm just gonna do a regular hit because this is a skeleton. If I did bleeding strike, that wouldn't. Maybe it would.
I would let that count. I mean, that's just what it's called, not necessarily what it does. It just does. Is that like ongoing
damage? Yeah.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Or I could do Thief Strike. Does it have anything worth stealing?
You don't know. It's got a rusty sword and some...
Steal its sword so it can't stab you.
Steal some teeth for piss different.
Ooh!
Plus eight. But it's only half damage. But then I get to steal a thing. I'm gonna do just a regular attack, I think.
All right.
That's probably the
get the plus one.
Plus two, isn't it?
No, plus one.
Plus one.
Alright, well, that's a 14. Plus eight is 22 plus one.
Yep, you hit it.
Nice. That is 4d8 plus four. 4d8. Is this one the 8 or is this one the 12? No, that's the 12.
8 is like the double pyramid.
8's the one with 8 sides.
Yeah. Well, that's how I knew this one wasn't it, because it went above 8. So that's a 4.
It's usually a good way to tell.
How many of these am I doing? 4 of them?
Yep.
5, that's 9. 10.
11
plus 4.
I could spend 14, the CP to 15. Make your reroll damage and get a plus 8 to it.
Well, I mean, that might be good.
And I'm going to do it.
So
what do you say? What do you say to him to help him rally? And
just a little harder. A little.
That's what she said.
Hey, yo!
So.
And you also add plus 8 to whatever the result is.
All right, 6.
I
couldn't have
saved either.
10.
You could have said it.
15. Because he doesn't have any problem going hard for guys.
21. Plus, what was it? 8?
Yep.
No, a 4.
And then plus my years.
Oh, shit, what did I just say? I was 21.
So 33.
33, okay.
Damn.
There you go.
All right, now he's staggered.
Hooray!
You stab the shit out of this skeleton, and it reels back.
I scream, stay away! And stab him.
You know what? I'll be kind, and I will re-roll that attack that it made against you, because it's up.
Hooray.
76.
It did worse, but it's still 21 hit your AC.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so it stabs you right back for 13 more points.
All right, that didn't really change anything.
You can take it, Brian Wong.
13, so 20, 19.
Seldar, 24. No, sorry, 26 hit your AC.
Yes.
Okay, 13 damage.
Yeah.
Jesus.
These guys are pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like these guys at all.
And Killala.
I think.
Hits 20.
Damn it. No, yeah, it hits.
Alright, 13 damage.
Jeez.
Yep, one more hit on the gun. Well, two more hits.
You could use a rally.
Should probably do that.
Yeah. And now we're at the top of the turn again. Seldar, Killala, and Digger.
I guess I'll be swinging for,
And we're escalating again, plus two.
If we ever need, I have an ability to reduce the escalation die.
Well, that affects you, too.
Right.
There are certain fights where the escalation die gets triggered, where rather the escalation die triggers certain effects.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm just going to swing at this guy again with my sword.
All right. Nobody's rallying or recovering or...
Was rallying a whole action? I'm done.
No, is it? I think.
Well, I could use my just stay calm quick action. It reduces the die by one, but 1d3 nearby allies can heal using a recovery. Now, if it's allies, I can't do myself, right?
Yeah, you can't do yourself. Rally as a standard action, yeah. So it uses your action.
Fuck it. I'll smite evil.
Oh, is that the free action? What happened to the free action?
No, it's not. It's a standard action. I'm sorry. I just looked at the screen. I was wrong before.
Which means I'll hit harder and I'll do more damage.
I'll let Maya roll first.
Sure.
Yeah, you would.
Don't talk to me like that. It's not the way to do it.
I get...
Look how much ISO did I have?
26, I hit.
Look how much okay. I need to level
up. That hits his AC.
Alright.
Damn.
1, 2, 3, 4. Alright, I hit do. How much DC? Oh. I had a d12 damage. Okay. That's. And I get. A 32.
Damn. Alright, he is staggered, but still up. Kalala?
Alright, so should I use the Just Stay Calm thing to let us use recoveries?
Well, if Meyer's right though. And he takes one more hit, he's going to die, or at least be at zero HP. Doesn't mean that he dies.
They're doing 13 damage. I have 14, so one more, like two more hits.
Now, my standard action and quick action, can I do them in any order?
Yes.
So I could do my standard action, take an advantage of the escalation die at plus 2, and then do the quick action reducing it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
does everyone else? Because that affects you guys too, Will and Chris. Do you mind?
Can I be honest?
Will's asleep, so it doesn't matter.
What happened? I keep forgetting to use that anyway.
Will's not nearby. Will's down the corridor.
Oh, I'll be
so
honest.
It's just Meyer and
I forget to use that.
Yeah.
What are you doing to me?
So Will doesn't get the escalation bonus?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the. You said it's nearby.
Yeah, but I'm saying doesn't Meyer because it reduces the escalation die. I'm checking. That's all right.
This whole battle so far, I haven't hit once.
Right, first, I'll try to hit.
Every time I forgot
plus
to use
2 to whatever I roll. 18. 26.
Yep, you hit.
Alright, let me roll my... Oh, wait, 27 because of this sword doing extra damage. And I roll one... I get one extra point to my damage also. Jeez, that wasn't a nice roll. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... Oh, 15. That's not much. And I can't use my commander abilities on myself, I'm assuming.
No.
You just gotta give yourself a little pep talk.
Do it! Have your faith in me.
Alright, and then, after that hits, I'll use my... everyone calm down, come on. We can do this, we got this. I'm going to just stay calm, reduce the escalation die by 1.
Okay.
1d3 nearby allies, that is 3.
Cool.
Yeah. Get to heal using recovery.
So, Chris, Meyer, and the skeleton.
And can I use my... Oh, no, you said it's not a free action like you said before.
No.
Yeah. Alright, so then I won't heal myself.
You know what, I'll let you use it because you're technically the third.
Okay, cool.
Do I roll?
You roll whatever your recovery says.
4d8 plus 2.
And you add that to your HP.
8.
So 4d8.
13. Right. 14. So I recover one hit.
7. 12. 17. 18. 19.
And I have to see if I recharge and see if I get it back. It doesn't say it's once per battle or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's just I can use it and... Wait, so what does that mean then?
What do you mean?
It says quick action, usable only when the escalation die is 2+, and it says recharge plus 15. 15+, but it doesn't say it's once per battle.
In that case, it recharges at the end of battle.
Okay, or, so it's a once period.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, well.
It doesn't say once per battle, so no, then it recharges now. So see if it recharges.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can use it again.
Rolled a 20.
Grithok.
Okay, the one I'm still engaged with.
Yep. He's looking a little bit worse for wear.
I'm going to use my deadly thrust. Which is plus 9 and ideal a bunch more damage. And also, he's staggered, you said?
Yep.
So against staggered enemies, I get a plus 2 attack bonus and my crit range expands by 2. I don't know what my crit range is.
It's usually a 20. Now it's an 18, 19, or 20.
Okay. Nice.
15 promoted.
Remember, you get the plus 1.
Plus 1. Oh, right. It went down because of Eric's thing.
Yeah. Because
you should have asked about.
Fuck you.
I don't understand. I don't know how you guys could just accept him unilaterally.
He's the commander. It's in his fucking character class.
All right. So I rolled a 13, and I'm getting plus 2, so that's 15.
You're the
and
commander?
That's
plus no command!
9, so that's 24 plus his die is 25.
Oh, yeah, you hit the shit out of him.
Okay. So, on a 9 versus AC, deal 4d8 plus 4.
Want to borrow some d8s?
Sure.
What?
Yep, so in the bag. Take one more?
That's all I got.
Alright, I'll have to reroll one. So, 5 is a 9, 12. 20. Plus 4 it was. So 24.
Nice. Alright.
Let's see. Oh, it's 6 on a miss. Okay, yeah, that's the only other thing.
Grithok's skeleton is a dead skeleton. And I skipped your dwarf friend, Will. I'm sorry.
He's going to attack you.
Yeah, he's going to go ahead and pull another one of his tricks out of his bag.
He gets the noxious gas bomb and accidentally eats it.
So 27 hits your PD.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Let's see. You're rolling well, Ryan.
Yeah.
Two.
He sure is.
That's good for us. Oh, wait. What's the opposite of good?
Great.
What? Pull it.
All right. So he pulls something out of this bag that he's got and, like, tosses it, and it flies over your shoulder and impacts on the wall behind you. And at first, you think it missed you. But then you hear this sort of, like, inflating sound, like a... And you look behind you, and you see that this thing has grown into
a scorpion.
An array of blow darts.
Oh, good.
Oh.
And then, yeah, there's that moment where you're just sort of like, oh. And then... So
I can take it on Brian Wong.
I like this guy.
You take 9 damage. I'm sorry, hang on, that has ongoing. You take 14 damage and 5 ongoing. Save ends. So just make a note of that on your sheet.
14 damage?
14 damage this round, which is the 9 I rolled plus the 5 ongoing. And at the beginning of next turn, you get to save against it. Otherwise, you take that 5 again. And you're up.
Roll and see if you save. Roll.
Should have just helped me, brother. Help out a fellow outcast.
Wait, what were you at?
35. It's 14. So it's 26.
21.
No.
21.
Yeah.
Right, 21. Right.
14. Same number of hours you were
at. I'm going to have to use a... that's your best shot.
Okay.
That's going to give hit points back.
Alright, so how does that work?
Once per battle, as a free action, when after an enemy hits you, you heal your recovery by making a roll. If the escalation die is 0 or 1, you can only get half.
No, it's only at a 1.
It's only at a 1.
It's at a 2.
No, because Eric,
look at the
Eric
top.
Turned it back.
It's at a 1.
It's at a 1.
Oh, I thought it was at a 2.
Let's check in with Eric.
It was at a 2, but Eric cast.
I told you Will was asleep.
It's only at 1, so you only had half.
You only had 1 turn?
We had 2.
No,
Eric turned it back.
As we just said 3 damn times, it was at a 2, and Eric cast an effect that turned it back to 1.
so we could have healed.
Oh.
So that Meyer and Chris didn't die.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to die.
Oh, my God. He asked everyone.
I'm too far away.
We're at a table. You're, like, 1 foot away from me.
No, but in the actual battle, I'm too far from...
But the escalation die affects everyone, and that's why I was, like, specifically saying, is everyone...
So
cool
when Eric asked if everyone are cool with this, you should have said, no, I need that at two. And as opposed to the nothing that you said. They're similar.
Guys,
so you're going to have to use another tactic, Will. If you want to heal, then you can rally.
Guys, we established this in the beginning of the episode. Will can't hear a specific tone.
That's right.
It was Eric, yeah.
Damn. It's all those threes on his phone. He's just posting them.
No, I'll do crescendo again.
Your what?
Crescendo again.
All right, so...
It's that thunder thing.
Yeah.
The thunder. Portals.
So it's your intelligence plus your level plus...
Are you watching it?
It says on those.
Okay.
Intelligence plus my level.
What?
I've been watching it.
I've been watching Supergirl.
Yeah, just roll what it says on the spell. Because the math is already done for you.
Jessica Jones, and then Daredevil, before you go to Luke's Cage.
One, three, 24.
Yep, that hits his AC. Yeah, you hit him.
Okay. Sixteen.
Right. He is now staggered too. So
favorite tag.
Moira Taggart.
I was just about to say that.
he is bloody and he reels back into his little cell. He falls back into some urns and crashes into them and
just close the door and leave them there.
Ash sprays.
The door is closed.
Yeah, no, it's like a grate.
You could just walk away from him.
You could.
What's the facility?
Well, now he's knocked back. He was right up.
There was a door between them.
Yeah, there was a bar
gauge, so it could, because he could stab through it. Wasn't that engaged? So if he tried to walk away before, he could have been hit with an attack of opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but somewhere in the UK, Scotland, she runs like that facility for mutants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got two dudes left.
What's his name? Moira.
McTaggart.
Moira McTaggart, yeah.
That's my favorite Taggart.
They are going to. Stabby stabby.
Chris.
Wait, isn't Chris's dead? Oh.
No, yeah, Chris is dead. I'm sorry. It's Killala's.
I murdered the dead.
Who
dead.
Wants to go first?
Me.
It's bad.
How much health do you have? Oh, I forgot to roll before to get command points when he hit me. I'll take the bad one.
You'll take the bad one?
All right,
26.
Oh!
Versus AC.
Oh, 26 versus AC. Yeah, I thought you said 26 damage.
No.
All right.
It's always 13, because it's just standard damage.
I think Moira was actually his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And I get some more command
points. Also the mother of...
Onslaught.
Seldar, 20.
Not Onslaught.
20 hits your AC?
No.
All right.
So nice, I helped.
You dodge out of the way. And now we're back at the top of the turn.
Xavier's son became Onslaught.
And we're back up to two.
Wait a minute. Would military commander backgrounds help me to hit?
It's not useful.
Oh, probably non-combat, yeah.
The original Onslaught?
So Seldar and Kalal, you guys are up.
Okay, I'll swing at this guy again.
All right.
So there's plus two, plus my one for this, plus the six for that. All right. 16... 22,
23,
24.
Yep, you hit.
Yeah, right. And there's plus one damage and plus two. All right. Plus three damage, so whatever.
The escalation die doesn't count toward damage.
Oh, I know.
Just to hit.
I rolled all fours. 16, 17, 18, 19.
18. Nice.
4, 4, 4, 4. I told you 4 is the best number. Comment 4 if Eric is great and 4 is the best number.
Yep.
All right.
Same if it's psychons.
Yep. Yeah,
just like. He's still up, but again, you've knocked most of him off of him.
That's right.
There are many loose bones littering the floor now. Seldar, what are you up to?
I'll try to kill that guy who I attacked before.
All right.
I think he was mostly dead. No, yeah. Make him all dead. Re-dead.
All the way dead.
Double dead.
Double dead.
Double down on dead.
Double down on dead.
Oh, well, don't forget to do your save. Or does he still have to?
To get away?
On the ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's at the,
at the beginning
of his turn,
right? Of his turn, yeah.
Oh, his turn, okay. The rounds, okay.
15.
Versus AC? No, you missed.
Can I add... Would that doing the 4 moments of glory add to that?
No.
All right. Can I roll 2? Can I spend 2 CP to let him re-roll the attack?
Yeah.
All right. Swing again. You got him this time.
All right. I hope I do.
Sorry.
But you have to keep whatever this roll is.
Yeah. I get you.
14.
And remember,
no,
you got
not much better. I got a 17.
Oh, plus 2.
Plus
yeah,
2.
Yeah, I added that.
Okay.
I rolled a... I
so 19?
No, so 17.
17. No, still misses.
What if I had my moment... Well, I'm not...
Plus 4 would actually make it a hit.
Oh, time. Moment of glory, Meyer. You got your moment of glory. You get a plus 4 of that roll.
All right.
It's not really a moment of glory, considering all the hand-holding you just had.
Yeah. You just got, like, a whole bunch of encouragement from...
I rolled kind of piss poor there.
Rick's favorite roll.
Am I allowed to do that? Like, say, if I get 4, will it hit? Is that something like that's really I'm not supposed to have that knowledge?
Yeah, no, not really. And I think technically you're only supposed to get one of those per round because it's an interrupt action.
Oh yeah, but if you have one or more command points left after giving a command, you may use an interrupt action to command another ally.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
So, 32.
All right, 32 damage. Yeah. Shit.
What? Rick's? Nah. I have 4d10 plus 4, so 3.
All right, so you guys, there's one second there's a skeleton there, and it's looking all scary and armor-plated, and then the next second there's armor littering the hallway, and Seldar is cursing in undercommon and kicking bones.
Drow.
Yeah.
Great job. Now, if anyone can help me with mine.
And now Digger's going to go.
He's going to stab himself in the face.
Yeah.
He is,
I didn't roll very well that game.
He is going to try to... unless someone stops him, he's going to try to pick the lock that's on the grate where he's being imprisoned. And he's going to try to run.
But he has to run through us, because we're also there.
Yeah, he... He probably is wondering why... Well, he probably hears
where his guards
scuffle,
are.
But, yeah, I was going to say, either he heard the scuffle or he's wondering why his guards haven't arrived.
Right.
Well, didn't he, like, fall backwards and he was all the way against the back of the cage?
Yeah. He's using his action to get up, run over toward the grate, and he's going to pick the lock.
Is Will okay. still there?
Near I'm the still grate? There. I'm gonna stop him from doing that.
All right. So what do you do?
Well, stand first up. Off, take minus 5. Cause
well, no, you roll.
Roll.
Roll
d20. What you get?
You need an 11 plus.
Okay, now you take minus 5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Minus 5. Push me at 16.
Mm-hmm. I don't get my ongoing stuff.
So whatever was in those darts, man, it sure hurts.
It hurts.
One of them is like sticking out of your face. It's not pleasant.
If only you had a beard there.
Yeah.
Would have softened the blow.
It was especially cruel.
Yeah. Okay. The darts just went...
right back your chin.
I'm going to hit him with a magic missile.
Okay. So that's an auto hit.
Yep.
And then, out of the gondola, Will is waving.
Uh-huh.
It's a good picture. From nice. The Will blimp.
Yeah.
He's piloting the blimp.
11.
Giant.
11?
Okay.
I like
the Hinden Peter, but it's the Hinden Will.
I like to think that it's actually a
Peter! Hinden. Peter, how do you afford these things?
Does that stop him from picking the lock at least for now?
Face on the front?
Yes.
I want the face just stretched out.
He is once again blasted back to the... He crashes into a coffin this time, and a body comes tumbling out. Kind of lands on top of him.
Poor guy.
There's one undead soldier left, and he's going to make an attack on Grithok. Grithok, no, I skipped you again. I'm sorry.
You'd love to skip Grithok.
I love to skip Grithok.
Well, you're so stealthy.
Yeah.
Wait, if he's making an attack on... Anyway, if he's making an attack on Grithok, I'd get an attack of opportunity against him. Is that all right? Because he'd be disengaging from me?
Yeah, he would.
Well, but if he's engaged with Eric, during my turn, I'm going to sneak attack him.
He doesn't
You don't know if he's
okay. Because he, Eric just, Killala just stabbed him. Yes, he is.
All right, great. That means I get an extra plus two.
Like a crab.
Yep.
Ooh, 20.
Nice.
Nice. So you double your damage.
All right.
And it was a sneak attack.
You know what?
Right?
Sneak attack, yeah.
He's fucking dead.
Isn't that like quadruple damage?
No, it's an extra 2d6.
Oh, okay.
Where does it say? The sneak attack deal plus 2d6 damage.
Gotcha.
So it's 48 plus 4 plus 2d6. You want me to roll
You roll it at base. It's 48, yeah, 48
plus 4. And then I double it afterwards.
Yeah. You want the d8s?
Yeah. Here. That'll make things faster.
Here.
All right, 2, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Plus 4.
Plus 4 is 15.
Plus 2d6.
Plus 8, right?
No,
that's later.
Plus 2d6. So 3. I already forgot what I was 18. Adding that to.
18.
18 now?
Yeah.
Okay. 18, and then 5 is 23.
And doubled. 46.
46.
All right. So he has 3 hit points left. So Grithok does this thing where he sort of like reaches into the skeleton with a sneak attack from behind
and stabbed him in the
face. Yeah,
your arm comes through.
And then
exactly.
And then when you're done, you have like a skeleton puppet, you know, on your arm to the elbow, and you just sort of shake it off and it dashes against
the wall. I gotta pull my arm out
and it's still stuck and I just go and it slams into the wall and shatters.
I didn't even have to encourage you for that one. Nice job.
Still dead now?
It's super dead.
It's quite a bit of dead.
It's deader than dead.
Alright, peace. I'm sorry. I give up. That's the dwarf in the
pulls out a bow and kill him.
I was actually thinking about shooting him with my bow.
Oh, you're lucky Piss Devil isn't there. I would just kill him.
I'm terrified at this point, and I'm just attacking him.
Well, you're not back there.
Yeah, it's just.
But I've got a bow.
It's but just. You can't see him. Yeah.
But I can shoot in that direction.
But you wouldn't hit him.
I don't care.
You might hit Will.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Rogar, what are you doing? This guy is begging for mercy now.
Fucking stab me. Fuck him.
Stop him.
Stop me?
He's surrendering. I'm good. I'm not gonna let you kill a guy who's surrendering himself.
Alright, so the other stop me from using a magic whistle on him.
Alright, I'll tackle you.
Well, we're not there yet.
Yeah. I think
I go before him. My turn was on.
Yeah, that was.
Well, wait, hang on, I just went. So then
that
next
was you.
Who's
I skipped.
That?
I Rogar actually went because I skipped you. That would be the undead soldier.
Yeah, the one I killed.
And now we're back to the top of the turn.
Which we said are.
Digger's action was surrendering.
Yeah.
And now Seldar, you hear. Yeah. You hear him. Mm-hmm. Please, I'm sorry.
I start making my way there. If I see him attack him, I'm going to tackle him.
Okay. So you're technically readying an action.
Yeah, I'm making my way there.
Okay.
And if I see him attack this guy who's now surrendering, I'm going to stop him.
All right, so
can I start heading in that direction while rallying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can rally.
4 recoveries now.
Saying,
well, at the end of battle, you can use because
you can. Yeah, it's still in
battle.
Right.
So, I wasn't going to be doing anything else this action.
Oh, if you want to rally again, you have to pass a normal save. So roll a d20 and get.
Oh wait, that was the stay calm. Okay, then I'll wait until after battle.
Okay, good call. So what are you doing, Robo?
I'll still head in that direction.
Can I go in there, too? Did you skip me again?
No.
Okay.
You go at 22. They're at 23.
Right.
Now what are you doing? Because you said you were just staying here and screaming.
I was thinking about randomly firing an arrow in that direction, but I think really what I'll do is, now that I'm not cornered, I'll scream and run away.
Okay.
So I'm going the opposite direction of the way the two of them.
Okay, then maybe I'll try to hang back and try to, when I see him running, see if I can go after him and calm him down.
And Rogar, you're this guy who just fucking darted you and gas bombed you is now like some of his teeth got knocked out, his nose is broken.
Guys, you gotta save those teeth for me.
And he is pleading for mercy, and there is a dark elf wearing the sigil of the Great Gold Worm, which is the symbol of self-sacrifice and nobility and forthright.
Sticking your head in holes to hell.
Yeah, basically. Coming towards you. So what do you do?
Tap dance.
That's what his dipper would do. To charge up an awesome attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to charge up an awesome attack.
You can't.
Yeah, you're not a sorcerer.
You're not Piz Dibble.
Yeah.
That's not a sorcerer.
They're like adjusting Dibble's dances are more like...
Shoot it out.
Yeah.
I don't think he tap dances.
No, it's like a jig.
Yeah.
You're saying...
You're just instant.
No, I have a talent where I can charge up shit. Or a class... No, it's a class feature.
That's a sorcerer.
It's a sorcerer thing. I can Dragon Ball Z.
So come on, Will.
I'm going to... Well, fuck you. Then we'll blast him.
All right, so he goes to blast. That triggers your ready to action.
Okay.
Yeah. So make an attack versus
the strength.
Call it a basic melee attack or yeah. Before you roll, do you want to do actual damage or just
if
stop?
If he resists,
him?
I'm going to do damage.
He's resisting. He's charging up a spell.
Yeah, then I'll do some damage. Okay.
TPK. TPK.
So go ahead, roll versus his AC. Yeah.
Total party count.
is the...
I had the
is the spell still affecting me?
Yeah.
No, because you saved against it.
No, we didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't, so yes.
So it, now... Oh, no, you haven't rolled a save yet.
Yeah.
It's your turn now. Roll
so
a save.
So roll your save.
23.
No, now one. Does that make it worse?
No, it doesn't. All right,
so you take five more damage.
Take five more damage.
Plus that?
To hit, yes.
23.
I wince at, like...
All right, so, Will, does 23 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay, so now you roll for damage, which you are doing, apparently.
Well, that's... This is for my... But this... My hit damage is basically
Since I'm getting a hit, I'm getting hit on this.
Can I roll in half?
I want to do that's your best shot and give a roll recovery.
Well, what I was going to say was... If you said you didn't want to do damage, you would have done non-lethal damage and just, like, knocked him out of the way and stopped him. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Then Will, your attack gets fucked because a dark elf... fucking body checks you. And you're,
I'll pull my sword up to his neck.
Fucking hell, man.
What are you doing?
You do not attack the defenseless.
And then here comes a gas bomb.
He's not defenseless.
I'm gonna run into Piz Dipple. And I'm gonna scream and turn around and run the other way again.
I'm coming to try to calm you down.
He surrendered.
He's a coward.
Please, yes, Master Elf, Master Draw, I throw myself on your mercy. I will be a new dwarf. I'll turn over a new leaf. I'll start a new life.
Shut up.
Do you see what he's rambling again, right?
Yeah, he's basically
again.
You can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Piz Dipple, meanwhile.
Yes. Ooh, that's
me. You're heading where?
To the graveyard, cemetery.
Can I do a recovery roll now?
If you're not doing anything else in combat.
Yeah.
And then I'll take one too.
Then you guys can use as many recoveries as you like.
I use zero.
I use all of them. I'm pretty good. I'm only down 10 points right now. I'm covered before.
So Piz Dipple.
Yeah.
The graveyard, as I described last time, is sort of a local curiosity. Lots of, like, rows and rows and stacks of tombs carved into the sea cliffs, but the cliffs collapsed. So the graveyard has become more of a local attraction. Nobody except those with a crazy death wish go down into the tombs.
Who would have that?
Which is where they are.
Or if you're a deputy.
No. When you get to unless you're a deputy and you've been conscripted into into service, when you get to the graveyard, you see the gates have been thrown open. You see skeletons hard at work unearthing other skeletons, which then climb out and like trundle off to do some unseen forces bidding.
How many skeletons?
A bunch, loads. Most of the graves are empty now. Crouched above, not really crouched. I'm sorry. The word I'm looking for is in front of one of the larger crypts is the splayed out body of an oldish white dragon.
Oh, wait, like the actual body, or...?
Yes, like a fresh body.
Oh.
Wait,
white. Oh, okay, fine.
It has been clawed to death, and you can see it fought pretty valiantly, but it was overwhelmed by the sheer number of skeletons, and you can actually see some places where it's been spellburned.
Oh, did we miss that? Could we save him?
No, oh, it's a white dragon. You don't want to save a white dragon.
You can roll wisdom to see if you
I will
what the hell's going on.
I'm gonna add my colors skill to it.
Is the dragon white?
That will be 13.
14.
Nope, 13.
It's a cool detail, and everybody would know, so I'll just tell you.
Okay.
The Lich King, when the Lich King was the Wizard King, he battled with the White, which was the oldest white dragon in the Dragon Empire.
Is this him?
And killed it.
Oh.
So, ever since then, when the Wizard King became the Lich King, all of the white dragons have pledged themselves to become guardians of graveyards. And make sure that everybody carries out the proper funerary rites so that the dead...
Wait, so are white dragons good?
No, but they
just
hate
the Lich King enough.
They just hate the Lich King enough that they dedicate their existence to that.
Can I get over to the dragon, or am I going to be swarmed by skeletons?
You can sneak over.
Hmm.
That would be dex plus level plus whatever.
But think about this. You could also sashay over.
The dragons in this world speak.
The dragon's dead.
Yeah, the dragon is very clearly dead.
Oh. How many teeth does it have left?
Most of them. Few of them are broken.
Would it be really hard to pull out dragon teeth?
You don't know.
And you said there's lots of skeletons.
Why do you like teeth so much?
I don't know.
It really depends on how much vitamin C the dragon had been taking in.
All right, I'm going to make a stealth check.
What are you doing?
I'm going to add my arsonist for hire skill.
Okay.
Because you got to sneak around.
You have to sneak around if you don't want to get caught.
20.
You managed to stealth. So you're a halfling. You're small and soft and quiet.
Soft.
So you you know, duck behind a tree and plaster yourself on the ground as some skeletons pass by, and suddenly there you are. You're right at the maw of the dragon.
I'm gonna stand up. I'm gonna grab a tooth and try to yank it out.
Strength.
Yeah.
Can I add my prison in every town skill? Because when you're in prison, you're either at the top of the chain or you're a bitch.
Okay.
So you have to be strong when you work out in the prison.
You have to be strong.
Impressive feats of strength when you're in prison.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'll go with him.
Backgrounds McAlex. Can I add 12. My colors, voices of the colors to everything?
No. 12 no. doesn't make it.
Damn it.
No.
Can I grab a scale?
Again, that would be...
Another check.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, you see, the scale is a color, and I get voices from the colors, so I could get plus...
I'm gonna try to grab a scale while I'm here.
Right.
14.
14, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because Dipple kicks the dragon. Where are they? They're in the tombs?
They're down in the tombs.
You don't know that.
You have no idea where they are. Hmm. You know that this is where they were headed. Or as a Pizdipple knows where these people were.
Can I see if I can find their tracks?
You can.
I see the boat.
Or maybe the Pegasus flying.
Oh, yeah,
around.
They took a boat and a Pegasus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just basically I want to look around
make
and
me,
see.
Make me a wisdom check.
All right, I'm going to use my arsonist skill again, because you got to be sharp-eyed when you're an arsonist.
Sure.
Wisdom, that is 19.
Okay, so yeah, you see the Pegasus circling overhead by the edge of the cliffs.
Oh, okay.
So they're here, you just don't know where.
So I'm going to... Am I still surrounded by skeletons?
Yes.
All right, can I... Is there any way I could signal... If I sneak away, like, back away from this area, could I, like, signal the Pegasus to come pick me up?
You could. Whether or not it listens is up to it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to sneak away again. So that's Dex. 20-something.
Yep, yeah. you are the knight.
So I sneak back down to the water and... Hey, Pegasus! Pick it! Down here!
Alright, make me charisma now.
Oh, I can do that. Or
you
not.
Even know it's
nine!
Fine. Nine.
He's a master.
Yeah, no, it does not even acknowledge Pizdipple.
Pizdipple flips it off.
You think you hear a scream emanating from one of the caves.
You're like, what kind of scream?
Like that funny half-orc fellow who was...
his screams were pretty.
Doing all the shooting at the bar. Yes, it is very pretty, actually.
Can I head there?
It would mean climbing down the cliff face. It's not as far.
You know, arsonists climb a lot, and also climbing has words in it. Like
I'm sorry that I used the system in the game to do what it's supposed to do.
In jail, he's escaped from many a jail.
I have escaped from many a jail. But I wasn't going to try to...
I've done that by climbing.
You see the cave mouth... The cave mouth that the scream emanates from is maybe about 20 or 30 feet down the cliff face.
Hmm.
It's not sheer, you know, there are handholds and stuff.
Alright, I'm gonna climb down.
Alright.
What would that be, strength? Or con? Or dex, probably.
Who's an Eric?
Intelligence.
I can get some
dex, yeah.
Looking Alex.
And it is a DC 20.
DC 20.
Don't fail this.
I failed.
Can he do the thing I was making fun of him for?
No, I rolled a 10. It doesn't matter.
You're not there. Okay, I'm very sorry, Pizdipple. 6d6 damage.
Wow.
What?
66.
Oh, that's an unfortunate number. All right, so that's 10 and... Wow. 22.
Ooh,
that's the first damage I've taken this game, though.
And I'm dead.
Is what Pizdipple.
It's less of the and the final than it is the final clunk.
It's not the fall that kills you.
Yeah, it's stopping. So all of you guys make me wisdom checks.
No. 19.
Plus 4, 22.
That was terrible.
21.
Okay, so you three hear it. Rogar, you're still kind of smarting at those darts and like.
I'm still healing.
What was in those things, man? Like that, they were terrible. The three of you hear a very familiar scream. Seldar's very satisfying scream. It's the kind of scream you've been imagining for months, and you feel terrible about that.
Yeah, I do. Well, part of me, and then another part of me.
It's justified.
I'm very conflicted.
Oh, that's what it would sound like. That's what it would sound like if I threw him off a cliff.
Yeah. Very conflicted.
Don't worry, Sir Pizdipple's here to save you.
You guys can, you know, there's like a kind of like a wind blowing, and you can hear the sea closer, and you see one of the cave mouths. So you can rush out, and you see splayed out. On the rocks at the base of the cliff is very injured halfling.
Oh, I'm not following. I'm staying here because I don't trust Rogar here.
Yeah.
And just honestly, it's better if you stay.
Can I use a recovery?
Yes.
All right, so I'm gonna I'm gonna use a recovery.
You can use as many as you want.
What's the authority? Is there a king here or?
The authority is technically the Dragon Emperor.
It's 10, okay. 11.
They have a gendarmerie.
17.
So like legionaries who are stationed as 22. Police, but it's not really like a significant force.
I rolled exactly 22. So, cool.
So the two of you,
right?
Come out and you see Pizdipple the buoyant.
Well, Pizdipple is splayed out on a rock, and then all of a sudden, just jumps up and does a little somersault and lands. Ta-da!
Oh goodness!
I'm fine.
I scream.
That would almost be believable with the bloodstain coming out.
You're not there. Unless you went with them.
No.
Yeah.
He ain't here.
Ha!
Oh my.
I had to run back into the cave.
Oh, well, okay, at least I got him to go back the way.
Your Pegasus is very rude.
I'm sorry?
I tried to talk to it and just ignored me.
Oh, this is you're having this conversation like screamed over a 100-foot gap.
Then you're never going to hear.
Oh,
me.
Wait.
Yeah. I thought 100 foot gap. Like right.
No, you like rolled all, you fell all the way down the cliff.
Oh, that's why I took so much damage.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
It's more like,
I just thought we had tunneled down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And came out where he landed.
That's okay.
No.
Is there anything down here by me?
There's the boat that they came in.
Oh, and they climbed up, right?
Yeah, they climbed up.
How far up do I have to go to get to them?
It was not, you couldn't really say.
Can I call my Pegasus to bring him over?
Yes, you can.
All right. Oh, Wind Rider, please.
Make me charisma check.
He listens to me.
He listens to you, but he doesn't like the halfling.
All right.
So means the command.
He smells 20.
So judgmental.
Is it a he or a she?
He.
All right. He doesn't want to, he like, touches down next to you, and does not want to do this, and you just sort of like whisper something to it and stroke it.
Come on now, Windrider. I know he might not be someone you know, but he's here to help us, I certainly hope. And if you could please bring him up, I would be so grateful to you.
And then it dives down.
You're a good boy, Windrider.
It dives down and alights next to you, Pizdipple. It does not, however, like bend down, and you are a halfling, and it is a full-sized horse.
It's all right. I'll just climb up the cliff and get a fall on it.
Can I like jump up onto it?
Yeah, it's. I'm not going to make you roll a skill check for it. It's just like a very like stupid horse.
It picks me back up, or it flies me up to them, and right before I get off, I whisper to the horse,
"I'll remember this, flea bag," and hop off.
I hope I didn't hear that.
I whispered it to the horse.
I will let you decide.
Now I'm going to say maybe I
wasn't. I mean, there's waves crashing. It's really hard to hear.
Is. What was that? Nothing.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Pizdipple thanks your valiant steed for its...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I walk into the cave that they're in. I see all the teeth and go, "Ooh!" and start picking up all the skeleton teeth.
Rogar?
You just walk right past and find.
Thank you! Alright, so what I said.
This dwarf right here.
How many teeth do I get?
Roll 2d20 and add the results. This dwarf.
11.
Attacked us.
And 3.
Yes,
and you
14.
See.
So that brings me to
2. I will make sure he sees the Emperor's 26. Justice. But we're not the executioners.
Oh, yes. Please arrest me, Sir Drow. I go willingly.
Oh, who's that guy?
He's a prisoner.
What'd he do? What'd you do? I've been a prisoner.
I've been a very bad dwarf.
He wants to control the undead army.
You want to control the undead army?
No, I don't. No, I wanted to get out of this cell.
No.
And your friend here, who's clearly the superior dwarf, bested me.
Really? You think he's the superior dwarf?
Well, he's a mage, so yes, He knocked me across the room with the power of his thoughts. I don't want to fuck with that.
Whatever.
So we're not a dwarf.
So yeah, thank God for that.
So you're not the one who's bringing back the dead?
Oh, no, that's the Sorceress's Apprentice.
Which is who he said that he was. If you'll remember.
But that's not true. Rogar.
No,
Sorceress's Apprentice isn't a dwarf.
It's you a don't know that.
She said it was a human.
Yeah. I know that.
Right.
You don't know that.
Right, true.
No.
I thought you were making a Fantasia joke.
Wait, who said he was a Sorceress's Apprentice? Oh.
No, the dwarf had told Will that he was
a Sorceress's Apprentice. The dwarf had told... Digger the dwarf had told Rogar that he was the sorcerer's apprentice.
Yes.
And you actually spoke to the sorceress.
Yes.
And found out that that was bullshit.
Yep.
Well, and then I found out that. And then I found out he was lying.
Yeah.
And then
he said, just help me, let me out of here, and you didn't, so.
No, he also said that he wanted to.
He said he wanted to stop the one who had the powerful artifact that was going inside.
Right. Yeah, he said if you left him there, that was likely what was going to happen.
All right. Before we continue this our conversation, I want you to. He's carrying a bag still. Drop the bag. Put your hands on your head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You want me to grab it?
No. Can I break the... We have a key, right?
I can probably pick it.
Yeah, you can... Either he can pick it or you can,
I have
be a badass and just knock the lock off.
I kind of want to just knock the lock off.
Yeah, don't even bother with a skill check. It's...
All right, the pink's are nowhere down now.
I go up there, I pat him down, see if he has anything else on him.
He's got a wicked-looking knife.
All right.
While he's patting him down, I'm just going to pick up the bag.
Well, I'm not going to let you have the bag.
You can't do two things at once.
All right, so you see...
Up to him, I can't just grab the bag.
Not if you're patting him down.
Well, my character pulls up the last dart.
You need two hands to pat him
in
down.
In those things.
Yeah, that's gonna kind of hamper your patting him down.
I'm not letting Pizzible grab the bag.
I'm just walking in, I'm opening it up, and I'm rummaging through
it. I'm not letting Pizzible do that.
Oh, Diggs, what'd you find?
What did Diggs find?
Roll me a couple of D10s. Two D10s.
14.
You guys have been battling the shit out of things, so hang on a second. Too beautiful. Oh.
She just said too beautiful.
It's
true. Too beautiful.
Yes. I trust Pizzible as much as he can throw me.
It's kind of too hot.
I'd say I can throw him, but I can probably throw him very far. Because I'm strong.
What's your strength?
What did you roll?
14.
Mine too.
14. You find a couple of rubies that were inlaid into these the armor of these skeletons.
Ooh.
They are from ages past.
Oh, no. Eight.
Okay. I got some red Chinese.
They are worth 140 GP each.
Yes.
How many of them?
Three.
I got some red Chinese for you.
I mean, Will's stealing all the loot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not letting crazy magic halfling.
You don't know what's in there.
Mark those three rubies off.
Alright, so let's stop arguing about what we're doing and play this out. So...
I'm patting him down. If he goes to the bag, I'm going to say, step away from the bag.
Would the rest of us, Chris and I, have gotten there?
Because I don't trust
you. You're there.
All right.
To look in a bag?
Yes, I don't trust you to do anything.
Listen.
What have I ever done to garner such mistrust?
Truly doubted.
Let him play this out.
What did you do? Think about this.
Listen, you two obviously have some history. I don't want to get...
Shut up.
Shutting up.
When he says, shut up, I also go... if you honestly don't know what you've done, then I...
Oh, is this about the stone thief? Oh
my gosh.
I told you that was my evil twin.
You're lying.
Diz Pippa.
No, you're a lying... You are a liar.
I am offended, but obviously this is a very stressful time for you, Sir Elf.
You continue to make up this story about how you have an evil twin. I'm going to cut your tongue out.
That does not seem like something the Great Gold Worm would appreciate.
No, he wouldn't. But that's what It's what you just bring out of me. I'm conflicted. I just want to cut off your head. But I can't because of my vows. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh my.
For months, I have just thought nothing about escaping and killing you, and here you are.
Well, fine. And I drop the bag.
You hear stuff inside clunking around. Someone else want to pick it up?
Yes.
It is a magical item.
Oh, the raccoon.
It just lands right in his paw.
I would say just use your phone and take a picture of that, because that's a whole...
Digger's Trap Collection?
Yep.
Wondrous item?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically, it's a random self-generating trap.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Digger owns a set of cunningly made miniature traps like killing machines for dolls. When activated, a trap magically grows to full size, burrowing into the walls to set itself up the instant before it's triggered. The trap vanishes at the end of the fight. 1. A pit trap attacks 1d3 from nearby foes. On a hit, 1d6 damage to the victims need to spend. And the victims need to spend a move action climbing out of the pit. 2. Wall darts. Attacks one nearby foe on a 2d6 damage plus 5 ongoing poison.
You got that one.
Yeah. Bear trap attacks one nearby foe on a hit 2d6 damage plus the foe is stuck.
All right,
you didn't get the bear trap.
Gas bomb, he got secret door opens, I may vanish.
Yeah, he got the wall darts and the gas bomb.
Is there a pie somewhere? Trap? Just throws pies in.
The guy had a knife, that's it, right?
Yeah, he had a knife.
So who are you, dwarf guy? What'd you do to wind up in this cell?
Quirk prefers absurdly overcomplicated solutions to problems.
Do you want the truth, Hobbit, or you want the,
Hey! I told you not to use that word!
They're very sensitive about it.
Well, tempers are getting too high here. Let's calm down, everybody, okay?
Alright, listen, I'll level with you. My name is Digger. I was maybe... trying to steal a powerful artifact that I heard about from a sorceress that I heard about.
The Wizard King's book?
If that was the book, then yes. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it was worth a lot of money. And I am all in favor of acquiring a lot of money for myself. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
When you steal things.
Depends, really. How?
All right, but semantics aside. I told the boy a little white lie, and maybe didn't turn out to be such a little white lie after all. Maybe it turned out to be a little bit more true.
What did you tell him?
The kid's parents were dead.
Yeah, I know.
Sorceress adopted him. I told him that the book had the power to bring his parents back.
That seems like a really terrible lie to tell somebody.
Oh, it's true.
That's rather
It's a really good book. It probably could. It also drove the kid insane, because he wasn't able to handle it. So this is all your fault, by the way, dwarf guy.
Well...
Can I kill him now?
So how'd you end up in here?
I was placed here by my friend, the mad necromancer, for my own protection.
Oh, now, likes you.
Can I check if he's lying, or if he's telling the truth?
Yeah, wisdom.
With my... background as a debutante of being involved in social situations.
Yeah, you've seen all kinds of lies before.
I got a nat 20.
Yep, he's telling the truth. He's okay. He's terrified of as fuck of him, and the you know drow paladin with the giant sword is he's you know
fair enough.
Is there any, like, chains or something I can chain his hands up?
So? Yeah, there is a chain.
I can get you some chains.
I don't ask that, I just...
It's like a crypt, so...
Call it evens or odds.
Hi, I have a chain.
Does anyone have a chain? Oh,
I got a 16, so yeah, there's a link.
Funny you should ask.
Alright, I'll just...
Move to the left a little.
Then I chain his hands up.
Oh, come on, you really don't have to. Yes, I'm...
Well, you seem to have been causing a lot of trouble, so maybe this is for the best.
Fine, I'm bound by the Emperor's justice.
And I will see to it.
Isn't it better to cooperate?
I can't kill him, can I at least stick him with one of those darts?
No.
It really hurts.
Master Drow is a big stickler for not killing people.
Do you see this halfling? This halfling pushed me into the mouth of a living dungeon. I can be 4 feet from him and not pulling his fingernails out. You can deal with it.
That's what he says.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, this is like a pussy to me.
Oh, that's not very nice. He's just going by his
the first thing his temple of him agree on.
I didn't say he was a pussy.
He's just going by his law of ethics. That's his right to do so.
I don't think all the skeletons I killed today will call me a pussy. Grithak is cowering. What's your head count right now?
Well, it would have been one, but...
Oh, only one. Oh, okay.
If anything, they'd probably call you a...
Listen, can we get on with arresting me? Are you bringing me to the Imperial Legions
no.
or?
Well, don't ask where you're.
Aren't we deputies? Can't we dispense the Emperor's justice?
That's true. We could.
Deputy.
We're not the execution.
The deputy's justice wouldn't
actually,
necessarily be
as
killing.
As a paladin, you are pretty much like Judge Dredd. You can pronounce you can pronounce sentences on people.
He turns a pistol.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like Pizdipple, like you kind of have to catch him committing a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He jaywalked. Kill him.
The penalty for jaywalking.
Well, the dwarf in front of us, it's not death. He's just gonna that's like just prison time.
Throw him off a cliff. It's not as bad as sounds.
Attempted murder.
What if how many people died because of all the things he did?
Oh, tons.
Oh, that would be...
Not to mention, the entire graveyard has been unearthed, basically. And they killed the dragon that was guarding it. Not the dead, the skeleton, not him.
Then,
I mean, maybe him.
Then it's up to the... it's up to then this dwarf. Either your sentence is death right here, right now, by beheading. Or I can... lower your sentence to jail time if you show us where you're... if you help us fix this mess and show us where this kid is.
Ooh, could you give him to me?
No.
If he doesn't cooperate.
No, I'm giving...
How about just his teeth?
No.
Yeah, just the teeth. No,
I'm giving him up to the...
Oh, wait, didn't Will knock some of his teeth out?
Yes.
His Dipple knows it. Ooh! And runs in and starts picking up his teeth.
I'm going to leave him to the Legionnaires.
How many is that?
Four.
Okay.
Throw him to a...
Nice.
Even to 30. A... itself.
30.
Okay, fine.
I love it.
You keep me away from that one, and you make sure I don't die, and I'll help you.
I grab his teeth. You're not getting these back. And I put them in my satchel.
Remember, away from that one.
Yeah. And if anyone in this group attacks or kills this dwarf, then you're sentenced to death, and I will just cut off your head.
Well,
unless
he attacks us.
Understood.
I have no intentions of hurting him, but if he attacks us, I would say that we have proper resources.
He's chained up. He can't attack anybody.
I don't know. Chains can be pretty dangerous.
He's not chained up. Yeah, I chained him up.
Why do you keep talking about chains?
That's the first time I brought it up.
He can't attack.
No, the other one's out of character.
He can't. He's defenseless. He's chained up. He can't attack.
Well, I certainly don't plan on attacking him unless he harms me. I can say that for sure.
I mean, I don't plan on attacking him either, but honestly, I don't plan on very much.
We won't hurt him.
Wow.
Fine. I won't hurt him.
I'm going to start picking his pockets. Not really picking his pockets so much as actually just reaching in plain sight.
I already did that.
Oh, he did already?
Yeah, he
had a knife.
No, I'm not looking for weapons. I'm looking for money.
No, he had nothing. I patted him down.
That was okay. I wasn't, just because you're patting him down means you're looking for weapons, usually.
Anything, so when you pass him down, anything in the pocket, you take out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
Seldar already turned out his pockets.
Okay.
So, Digger goes, okay, look. The kid's parents drowned. They were lost in a storm out by the Isle of Sanctuary.
His favorite way to die.
If he was going to recover their bones, that would be the place that he would go, right?
What's his name?
Hathred.
Hathred.
Oh, wait. That's great.
What?
You guys don't get it?
What?
That's where all the townspeople went. They went to the Isle of Sanctuary.
Oh.
And they fled towards the danger. They would have been better off staying here.
It occurs to you that all of those townspeople who you ushered to safety are in mortal danger because they are in the path of
He probably brought like an entire army with him.
Oh my god. We're safe here.
Oh no. There are hundreds of skeletons right over there.
I leave it.
Well, then we have to go.
Make me a wisdom check.
Alright.
Master Drow. You can add your level and stuff. Nice.
Yes.
All right.
I won't say it's a
Butter Smythe is going to love this though.
I priority is saving them. I just leave and I just run.
So you run up. The graveyard has cleared out at this point. You emerge from one of the crypts. You run past the body of the fallen dragon. Mm-hmm. And you can see in the distance...
Oh! <Yeah. laughs>
You can see in the distance a bridge that was not there before.
Yeah.
That seems to be made of fragments of rock and... you can't really tell, but there are some rather large bones sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That is making its way toward the island.
All right, I'm making for that then.
You can
dwarf guy.
What?
You gonna kill him?
Kill who?
The other dwarf guy who's standing right here.
Remember, the scary elf said that if anyone touches me, they're beheaded. So.
Oh yeah, I guess maybe you'll just have to trip and fall down the cliffside.
We're not going to hurt him. We have to go save these people.
But think about how pretty his screams will be.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
All right. I'm going to save him for later. I'm going to push him back into the cell and close the door.
All right.
And I know that
everybody who's in this room, roll me.
I added.
That wasn't me.
Initiative.
He's going to attack us, I guess.
Oh, I rolled a nat 1.
That's a good one.
Okay, you go.
So I'm at 18
or 22. 20. I'll go 22.
Okay. He is at 15. So 24. Dwarf looks like he's going to do something. Either of you doing anything to stop him?
I'd like to... Well, it looks like he's going to do something bad.
You don't know. It looks like he's going to do something.
I like to try to restrain him. I'm not super strong, but you know.
I'm gonna hide behind something.
All right. So make me a basic strength attack versus his PD just to hold him back.
20.
Yeah, you hold him.
Now, let's not do anything rash. What are you planning? We all have our eyes on you.
This, and then.
A magic whistle.
he goes first.
He is. Does 19 hit your mental defense?
By one, yes.
By one. All right. So you take 5 damage. As he has something on his hand, and he wipes it off onto you, and you realize it is a magical rune.
Mm-hmm.
You take 5 damage. Plus, you must immediately make a basic melee attack on one nearby ally.
Oh. Well, who's the closest? I don't know.
Roll a d3.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he ran and hit.
Okay.
That would be either
even
of those
odds.
Two.
Even us, yeah.
All right, so...
You ran off.
Meyer, you're even.
No, Meyer's not there. It's
Will
me and Will.
Will.
Oh, right.
I'm gone.
Will, you're even. Alex, you're odd. Even.
So, so it's Will.
He critted.
20?
Nat 20.
Nat 20, so roll damage and double it.
for a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
It's a critical hit. Wow, those are really good numbers, too. 6, 7, 8, 1.
Damn.
Doubled.
I didn't want to do this.
That's double two.
It's,
right?
It's called the Rune of Treachery, so it makes you attack one of your allies. So seven,
you, D20.
So how much is it?
Nah, 2.
6, 7, 8, 1, you said. So 7, 8 is 15, plus 6 is 21, plus 1 is 22.
Doubled? 44.
44.
44?
No, because your attack is 48 plus 2.
So 46. Oh!
Out of Will's 54 hit points, you have 8 hit points left.
All right.
Was that my action?
I would have.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm killing the shit out of him.
If I hadn't
this.
Been
that
dead,
no one makes me attack my own soldiers.
So your eyes kind of glaze over for a minute, and when you come back to yourself, Killala, your dagger. You have a dagger.
A sword.
You have a sword. All right. Well, your sword is in like hilt deep in the dwarf.
That's one of the only times she's ever raised her voice.
Pizdipple.
I'm up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray on him. Or actually, no. It's. Fuck it. I'm going to lightning fork him. The dwarf.
All right.
15 versus PD.
That hits.
All right. Oh, and I got a 16. So it's on a recharge of the 16 plus. So I recharge myself for this battle. What are you rolling for, Will?
Roll. Fun. Everyone else is doing it.
So that's 12... 28 and 5, 32.
Digger pops.
Oh my god.
It makes a lovely color. You can see like almost the beginnings of a scream, and you think there might have been like a microsecond where he realized this was going to happen to him.
That's the best part.
But yeah, he's gone.
Can I do anything to help Rogar?
It's too bad. Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
What?
You attacked me. You stabbed me.
Will attacking you.
I'm attacking you.
I mean, like,
you.
It's not like it wasn't obvious. Like, his... I said his eyes glazed over.
Also
we'll
was
say,
a dick.
We'll say for the sake of Will not derailing this whole thing that... Killala's eyes like glowed with an unearthly the rune like came over them and burned in front of them, and it was very obvious.
Did he say yes, master? Right,
you're talking to the dwarf who got kicked out every dwarf.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a dick.
I mean, it's up to you, Will. But
yeah, it's your call.
For a night.
You know the rest of that phrase, right?
Well, leaves everyone blind.
An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh my god. All right, so
you know what they say.
Are you doing it?
Those who seek revenge and dig too great.
It was.
Yeah,
it's your call.
One for the big shit, one for the little shit.
8, that's 21.
That's 21 to hit?
Yeah.
Is he technically still an ally?
Yes. No, 23 to
hit. Oh, I only have 1 CP. I could have just made him re-roll that.
23 to hit.
23 to hit.
Well, that hits.
I mean, no, actually, because you're facing each other. All right. He would not be an ally. He would be an enemy.
10.
All right, so what did you hit him with?
I hit him with Crescendo.
Okay, so once again, there's like a thunderclap.
The sensor back, too.
Yeah. And Killala, you fly backwards.
You lost your chance with me.
Bitch.
I didn't
want to do that? Are you mad?
I take this. Does she pull the sword out of me, or I pull out myself?
I was knocked back. I would think I would be knocked back
with the sword. It's a very painful kind of a...
Pizdipple just sits back
an operation walks. To pull out the sword. You're going to need some magical healing.
Yeah.
Are you mad? I didn't mean to attack you. He made me.
Meanwhile, Seldar, there you can see there's just a swarm of undead spreading out, yeah. Like fanning out over this island.
You should probably wait for some reinforcements.
Are you?
I'm going in right there. I can't. I'm self-sacrificing. I have to. I'm running right in there. I'm going. I'm tacking.
Are you running down the beach to the bridge, or are you taking the boat?
Bridge.
You guys had. Okay. So. There are way too many undead for you to fight one on one. So just make me like a dex check to, you know, power your way through. You're just like shoulder checking,
yeah.
Skeletons and.
All I'm thinking is saving these people. I got a 22.
Okay, so yeah, you're booking it across the bridge to the island.
Yeah. I'm saving these people.
When you get there, you see.
Well, here's the thing. I think what I'm doing, Teller's doing, is he knows if he book if he goes right for that kid, if he stops that kid, he stops the undead.
Right, everything that happens.
So that's what he's doing. He's making a beeline for that kid.
All right.
He's rushing the QB.
So when you make your way across the bridge, and there's kind of like a beach on the island, and there's kind of a clearing, and there's a large, like, flat stone that they're kind of using as an altar in what looks to be some kind of a necromantic ceremony.
How many people are there? Are they attacked or haven't come yet?
The people are all either cowering or being, like, menaced by skeletons. However, a significant amount of the skeletons are arrayed in, like, a semicircle around this... This scene, and you see like a 14-year-old kid. He's wearing like very worn, torn, patched robes. He's got this eerie, like purple glow thing happening in his eyes, and he is pronouncing just the most vile, like unnatural, magical words from an ancient book.
No. You mustn't read from the book!
Can I run up, like, try to... Can I try to rush him through? Try to...
But what's your tactic here? Are you going to try to talk this kid down, or...
Yeah, I'll try to talk him down. If not, I will try to tackle and take him down.
Okay. So...
Hathred?
I don't think that's going to work.
Probably not. Stupid natural 20.
Hathred! The dwarf lied to you.
Maya, just leave her.
You've been tricked.
What?
The dwarf tricked you. You have to stop reading from the book, or you're going to put this whole village in danger.
Oh, but he was right.
No.
You can see on the rock are two piles of bones with skulls. I found them. I found them. I can bring them back.
No.
The words are right here.
That's black magic. And it won't... What you bring back won't be your parents.
Make me a charisma check. This is going to be a hard one. Do you have any backgrounds you want to add to this?
Courier for the Elf Queen, I had to talk to many persons, try to convince them or something.
Alright, so you had to be pretty persuasive.
I need you to sign on this or I don't get paid.
Especially when you have to serve people with elvish subpoenas.
Yeah. Elvish penis?
Elvish penis.
Oh. No, that just sounds like elvish penis.
Hurts.
favorite Elvish.
Not that he didn't serve up some of that, too.
26.
I'll tell you when you're older.
I'm older.
No. Black magic always comes with a curse.
He kind of swallows and he looks around because he knows that, you know, he's caused an untold amount of havoc just to get to this moment. And he starts to hand you the book.
Okay.
But then the book flies out of his hand. The pages rustle in the wind, and something huge and purple erupts out of it and bathes the bones on the makeshift stone altar in a magical, unnatural light.
Okay.
And they begin to form into something that has two heads and a lot of extra limbs. And
that's not good.
And he, like, sort of falls backwards on his the flats of his hand and starts backpedaling. He goes, "No. No, you told me I could bring them back! You told me I could bring them back!"
Alright, I'm gonna attack whatever that's coming out of the book. Fuck this. This poor kid.
So, roll initiative, and you guys... what's going on with the rest of you? I will say that through the magic of storytelling fuckery, somehow you notice that the drow is gone... And some dangerous shit is happening over there, and you need to be there, PDQ.
Can I use some recoveries?
Yes, you can.
I mean, there's no one left here to kill. We might as well go over to the big glowing light and save the day.
I can't use recoveries because my damage is too heavy.
What?
That's not a thing.
That's no.
That's not a thing.
You had said something about you'll need magical help.
You can. It's going to take like. You don't need magical help to like not die. It was a figure of speech. Like it's an extreme amount of hurting that you took. You can use recoveries, and that would be like you casting whatever healing, you know, applying like a poultice or something to it.
Favorite thing to apply.
Okay. So I'll use recoveries then.
Like at one turn myself and they come in?
Or? I'm going to say two because it's quite a ways away.
Right. Yeah, Pizdipple's going to start walking over. And as I'm walking across the bridge, can I do my little jig to gather power?
Yep.
Because if I spend a standard action on gathering power...
We're going to help them, but I have some words for you after we're done, mister.
Okay.
Ooh, I hope they look nice.
So, hang on, I have to...
I'm so peeved.
Gosh, it was 20.
It's a curse word in ponies. You can't.
Wow.
Ponies cover their ears when they hear that. It's rude.
Wow. What word?
Peeved.
That's a thing.
God damn it.
I hate you, Eric.
Yeah, but Chris, you learned something new about ponies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Thanks for reminding me.
My brass knuckles.
Okay. I'm not worried
about it. All right. So, yeah, these bones are transforming into something horrific.
Maybe I can kill it before it transforms.
It is at 19.
No, it's before me, then I'm at 18. It's before me. I'm only at 18.
19.
My initiative is terrible. Only a plus 3. I don't know why I won't. I don't know what my initiative is.
Well, you're the tank. You hit hard.
You're slow, but... Yeah. Whoa, the soldiers are at 21.
Yeah, the soldiers don't go. They beat each other up. In fighting like we were.
And... the mooks.
Oh, mooks.
What, the meeks?
The moops.
The card says moops.
The mooks are at 8.
Did you say moops?
Yeah. Just fuck you.
Yep.
So what are you at, Zelda?
18.
Alright.
So a bunch of stuff's going for me.
Yeah. The soldiers are hanging back and waiting to see
what happens.
It speaks to you before it lashes out at you.
Okay.
And it says in a voice that sounds like death and rings of the grave.
Oh, that's nice.
The ritual was almost completed. And then it
cries.
Rakes its terrible claws across you.
Okay. I can take it. I'm Brian Wong.
So,
Wizard's Fee. You made that joke a bunch of times.
No.
16. Sorry, not 16. 26.
Oh,
versus your AC.
16.
Yeah, you said 16.
No, it was a 16. I rolled a 16.
16.
And I got plus 10.
Yeah, it hits.
All right. I'm very sorry. 22 versus AC.
It hits you twice.
Yeah, it gets two attacks.
Got me.
36 damage.
That's not an amount of damage.
But just two turns, Meyer. You just have to hold out as the sole object for everything to attack for two turns.
The skeletal... the skeletal soldiers are all, you know, it's. Remember how I described it? They're all like arrayed in a semicircle. They're pretty much like watching their leader ceremonially destroy you. So they're foregoing their action.
That's nice of them.
What do you do?
No, that's nice of Ryan.
I will attack the guy. I'll smite evil so I can do more damage to this jerk.
Pretty. Wait, does it count as evil?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Oh, wait, let me check.
No, it's neutral.
No, it's actually morally relative.
It's 26 to hit.
Yep. You hit him.
Good.
He counts as... he's super fucking evil.
I don't know. That's just like your opinion, man.
33
33, nice.
Also, I'm going to use my racial ability on it.
Okay.
Which means
you deal ongoing damage.
20 ongoing.
20?
Whoa!
Yep.
How do you do 20 ongoing damage?
That's what it is. Once per battle, when you hit a foe, deal 20 ongoing damage to that enemy.
Wow.
My racial ability. It's called Cruel.
If only I was there, I could use my Euro Precious Snowflake ability and see if you could use it again.
Cool. So, Meyer, this thing slashes at you with its claws and, like, knocks you down, and you are bloodied and almost completely. It's clearly, like, toying with you.
Yeah.
Describe to me how you one-shot this thing.
Whoa!
You're one-shotting it? Damn.
Because
I'm just gonna play with it.
You interrupted the ritual, which means it has 50 hit points instead of 100, and you just channeled all of. I picture this as you took all of that hatred that you were feeling and pissed at them, and all of that.
Cruelty. I'm allowed to kill this,
right?
You should even yell, "Fuck you, Piz Dipple!"
And you channel
Piz Dipple as you kill it.
You channel it into this righteous, the strike of righteous fury. So what happens?
All right. Oh man.
You need us at all? Oh wait, there's the rest of the soldiers.
All right, so. I use two abilities, my Smite Evil and my Cruel ability, my class ability and my race power.
Yeah.
One is Cruel, so it's kind of like dark. My class is Light. And I think that's kind of what a analogy for what Seller is. He's like a little, he's a drow, but he's doing, trying to be good.
He's dedicated to the right thing, but he has these dark motives.
Yeah, so it's like, he is just, there's a perfect balance of good and evil. So, his sword, his paladin sword, so it's glowing white, but it's there's like a black thing radiates from the sword.
Okay.
So the blade glows white, but has like black flames coming off of it? Okay.
Do you have a symbol of the Great Gold Worm? Because you are a paladin of...
Yeah.
All right, so that, like, flashes in the moonlight, and it looks all cool and badass.
So he's fighting...
Seldar flattened... In his head, it's flashes of... That, you know, I guess it's like, you know, so like, I gotta fight this kid.
He's never.
But also, part of like, I can't die, because if I die, then I can't fucking kill Pizda.
He's the one in solid
thunder. Thunder!
So.
Thunder.
So he's.
I don't know if anyone else will hear that.
When he gets knocked off,
it.
He gets up, like, I can't die yet. And then I like, kind of. Jump at the guy.
And why... He said he'll set you up. And why is that?
Unfinished business.
Take this, piz nipple.
What? Wop?
And then I will, go and... Well, I guess he will, kind of chop his head off.
Okay, you just... Both you just...
Yeah. I am going to chop your head off.
Straight down the middle.
Favorite chop.
There is a moment of silence as the armies of the undead just arrayed around this thing in this makeshift ceremonial circle. Just stare in shock. And then that purple glow, it resolves itself into a face, and you hear, "No, no, no! I was so close!" And then it, like,
tell him Zelda sent you.
Lifts back up into the air and does this twisty, like, spirally thing down back into the book.
But the demons of hell tell the demons of hell that Zelda sent you back.
The pages rustle, and then the book closes, and then all of the skeletons drop.
Yeah.
And the rest of you run up.
As
I sulk up.
I think we're already there, or our jaws just drop.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. Impressive.
See. I'm not messing with him.
What about the kid?
The kid is crying. He told me. He told me that I could bring them back.
He did.
Piz Dipple goes over to him and kneels down. It's okay. You're just a fucking idiot.
I push him.
He deserves that.
Hadrid,
you call me insensitive.
I grab him and try to pick him up.
You call me Hobbit again?
He stands up.
All right, I had declared before I charged up power.
Okay.
So I'm going to lightning fork Will.
Jesus Christ.
Is he pretty much dead already?
Yeah.
No,
he used some recovery, so.
Oh, okay.
I told you not to call me Hobbit. Apologize.
I think you should. You saw what he did before.
Let's get away from Hadrian.
Okay.
He seems rather
serious. Are they going to be all right?
You know what? Yeah. You know what? It's fine. Go get the book.
It's lying there on the sand.
All right.
I'll go get the book.
As soon as he gets the book,
yeah.
I say the word.
What word?
Oh, God.
The chain. Right. He's going to chain you up.
Oh.
No. I point at the book.
Let's see.
Is there a nearby rock or something? Because if there is, I'm hiding behind it.
Yeah.
From what?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on yet.
Doesn't matter. You guys are yelling.
I stopped yelling.
Well, I didn't stop hiding.
Oh, the Lich King would hate that I had this.
All right. So are you using it as an attack?
I'm using it on the book.
On the book. Well, you have to touch the book or him.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, sorry. You have to touch him.
Oh. So I'm gonna walk over to him.
Well, you know what, I didn't mention it before, so I'll just say that you have an intended target. You can, you know.
Well, if I have to basically, if I have to touch it, I'm gonna walk up and face Will. I'm gonna put my hand on the book. And I'm gonna. What does it say? What the word is?
No, it's just the word of command.
Okay, I say the word, and then I just take a step back.
Okay, you
and then
hear,
a few more steps back.
You hear like a rattling.
And it said, don't anything in between
the tower
and the target.
Yeah.
So where is the tower facing?
It is a couple of.
Is it behind me or behind Will?
It's a couple of miles inland. So actually you see the chain, the cliff face, explodes because
but Will is facing, is it going to impale the dwarf when it gets the book? Basically, I'm putting Will in between the book and the chain.
Will, make me a dex check.
21.
Okay, I will say that you can hear something. It sounds like a chain unraveling, like clink, 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 clink. And you turn just in time to see this the end of a chain whip like from it's like a mile and a half to shore across the ocean and snatch the book out of your hands. And you like hit the floor and roll away.
Yeah.
What in the world was that?
Sorry.
Way to go.
What?
The book. Where did it go?
It went back to its proper resting place.
My mistress, Zathanna, she was tasked by the Archmage to guard it.
All right.
Until her dying day.
But none of you wanted to come with me to the tower, so...
Oh, my gods, I stabbed her.
Oh, she's fine. Well, not fine. I mean, I saved her life. But,
she...
You're fucked.
She did nothing other than show me kindness. She took in a poor orphan, and I repaid her by stabbing her.
Let's go, Hadrian. I'll bring you back to your master.
I'm sure we can make things right if, you know, there was otherworldly forces at play.
Mistress. It's a female.
I wasn't possessed when I stabbed her.
Well, things could be talked over. We could see. This isn't doom and gloom for you just yet. We'll see what happens, all right? Maybe things could turn out okay.
I mean, she is a very...
Some people stab people and don't mean to. And then some people retaliate against that. But some people forgive other people because good people.
Oh, yeah. Sir Drow, you missed it. It was awesome. She stabbed the dwarf because she got, like, mind-controlled by the other dwarf.
Speaking of that other dwarf, he isn't here.
What did the dwarf do?
He mind-controlled me to attack him.
She almost killed him. It was a really good
shot.
What
happened to him?
He's gone.
Fine.
He popped.
I don't care.
Alright, so now we're in epilogue mode, basically. Told you we should have
killed him. Eric's favorite log mode. Are you really gonna do that?
Really? Can I hit him with a lightning bolt now?
No. Come on.
You did see me just one shot that, right? You're really gonna...
Everyone, we need to have a level head and keep going.
Remember,
okay?
Remember how you called me a pussy before? You saw that, right?
I acknowledged it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I
said
that again.
I didn't call you
no
out.
No wonder you know everyone kicked you out, or dwarf kicked you out.
I know, right? He is incredibly unlikable.
Why do I keep fucking
go
these people?
Take care of things, everybody.
Hey, look, the first thing you guys agreed on all day.
Yeah.
All right. So epilogue. What do you do with the kid?
I bring him back to his the Archmage. See what she wants.
Sorceress.
She forgives him. You know.
As we go marching back, I say to the door, "Sir Door, open! Sir Pizdipple the Boyant has returned victorious."
Who?
My mistress has instructed me to remain closed, Sir Pizdipple. I apologize.
I brought her apprentice back.
We had what? I saved the day.
It's no fault of thine own, Sir Pizdipple. It's just that my mistress got sort of an uncomfortable vibe from thee.
What? But I vanquished the armies of the dead. I returned the book that she swore to protect. We even rescued her fucking stabby apprentice. And you're not going to open the fucking door?
The Hathred, you live. Yes, Dor, I live. And she, the door is thrown open from within, and she comes out and...
stabs him.
She doesn't say anything to him. She just walks up to him, and you can see, like, tears in her eyes. Because she knows what this experience is like. This happened to her when she was a young mage, and she just... You know, like, takes the boy in her arms. And he's also, you know, like, breaks down into tears and starts apologizing profusely.
Mm-hmm. You have a book?
Yes.
Told you.
All right.
You did well, Sir Pizdipple, in returning it.
Well, I promised I would, fair maiden.
You are truly a brave and forthright knight.
Yes, I am.
Too bad you won't let me in the fucking door.
He's biting his tongue.
I did return the book.
I didn't say anything.
But I'm not even lying.
I didn't say anything.
But you said you vanquished the evil.
Well, up to interpretation. I vanquished an evil. The dwarf.
Hadrid. Take care and learn from the experience. Remember, don't let... Maybe, hopefully, next time you don't get tricked by dominances.
He apparently does not want to stay because he knows that this happened to him once,
uh-huh.
And he doesn't want to be in proximity to this thing.
Did he read the advice I left him in his book?
No, he has not gone inside yet. So he asks you, Seldar, if you need an apprentice or a squire. Or he's not one for wizardry anymore.
Mm-hmm. Pizdipple could use an apprentice.
Are you okay with this? What's your name?
Sorcerer's name is Suthana.
Yeah.
She says, well. I know the temptations of the book. It whispers all the things that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It somehow convinces you that the only way to achieve your goals is through necromancy, and it offers you all the power in the world to do that with. Mm-hmm. If Hathred does not believe he is strong enough, then I am the only one bound to sit vigil here. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's free to go.
And I swear to you, and Hadrid, that as long as you are by my side, I will make sure nothing happens to me. I'll keep you safe. And I will train you to be a strong warrior like I. But you must... Oh, you must pledge yourself to the great gold worm.
He nods. She like places her arms on his shoulders and says, Hathred, your time with me is ended. I bear you no ill will for what you've done. But learn well from Young Drow and young Halfling.
Oh no, he's not with me.
Oh yes, I am. We make an excellent team.
They are twice now. They are noble heroes and true, and they will help keep you away from the darker corners.
By the way, kid, you should probably leave town now before all the townspeople get back and try to murder you.
Oh. Oh, that's right. They all saw me.
Yeah, they did.
They probably all saw me save him, so...
Yeah, you probably aren't as experienced with angry mobs as some of the rest of us. Trust me, that doesn't matter. He needs to go now.
You see what I look like, right? I'm a drow. Everyone hates me.
No. There's a difference between being hated and angry mobs.
Rogar, you can show them your pitchfork scar.
I do.
Until you accidentally burn down the mayor's house, don't talk to me about angry mobs.
All right, so we will leave. Well, we will leave
the pitchfork scar is right.
The only thing
right next to my scar
is the scar
angry
you
mob
left.
Is a boat full of pirates pressing you into service and making you become an angry mob.
That's pretty bad too.
We'll take care of everybody. Me and Andrew will know. Go away.
Wait. Can you take him? I mean, you're not a knight. Can you have a squire?
Yes.
You sure?
I was a squire for a paladin until...
I mean, technically paladins are holy knights.
I don't know if the chivalric code is okay with that. I'll have to confer with my other knights, but...
You're not a knight.
I am a knight.
I think it's okay, just as long as he agrees, and you're not... pressing him into service against his will, which is bad. And hey, are we still deputies? Because I really don't want to be one.
I believe that we were only deputies until we finished that job.
I have not heard confirmation of that. I am still deputy.
another laurel to hang on to. Yes.
So,
his devil's brow.
I am a knight, though. I was knighted by the queen of the underwater kingdom of Drowsy.
I will never... ever call you sir.
Well, then you are going to have egg on your face if we ever go to Drowsy.
I will make sure to never go there.
By the way, let me tell you the tale of how
I want to make my goal in life to never ever see you again.
And this is from the time that I got tarred and feathered and run out of town.
Good Sir Drow, it seems that destiny has brought us together many a time.
Twice.
D20.
More than once?
That's never again.
I don't know about that. Something tells me you're like a bad penny. You're just going to keep turning up.
And the
I think you should say tooth.
The group, like, walks off into the sunrise.
At the first fork, I go the opposite
heading.
Skulk. I skulk.
You skulk?
In fact, well, I'm trying to get to the elf.
I jump from shadow to shadow.
All right. Now about that quest of yours. he has the mask from last game. Yeah. He's got to return to the elf queen.
Kalila's going to be giving a little lecture to Rogar about telling...
well, this is home. Why is he leaving?
She has
I'm going.
Well, we're, like, on the hill.
He's going home.
Because she's a very, like... motherly tone. She's going to be giving a little lecture about how to tell when someone who's been helping him the whole time attacks him and doesn't mean it, and what not to do when that happens.
Pizdipple is expecting a reward from a
grateful
populace.
You guys go. Yeah, that's why they go.
Except that you had killed
you guys are you guys are going your separate ways.
Yeah, they go eventually their reward. I'm walking away.
All right, Grithok, what's your ending here? Do you end up getting shanghaied again?
I don't know. Are you guys going to do another one? Because then maybe I should be around and not in the middle of the ocean.
You know, always hang out with me. I think he would follow.
Yeah,
liar.
I think that's the more along the way he would go because he's big and I'm scared of things and he'll protect me.
Yeah,
remember how you were promising to protect that?
If this changes your mind, this is where this game takes place.
Yeah,
and this is where he has to go on the opposite end of the sea.
Oh, well, I won't take a boat there.
Can I see the map?
Yeah.
Or you think maybe I could come with you and you could also do the protecting to me?
Sure. Or you'll pick
you're not going to go on a boat, right?
Well, I had to go across the sea.
Couldn't we go around?
I mean, you're not really a fan of sea voyages yourself, considering that was how the last adventure started.
Well, you can go that way, I guess. Where was this one taking place near?
The Demon Coast.
It'd be a long trek. It's going to take us a couple months. But
we'll be far away from the water, and the pirates, and the boats, and being grocked.
Grocked?
Dracked. You have to get dracked, right?
Well, no. So if you go around, you can either take the long way, Or you could take the shorter way, in which you'd have to go through Drakenholm.
And also cross the straits.
Yeah.
There's water.
It's the Korus.
Well, it's less than the sea.
It's reverse Europe, so it's there's a sea in there.
What's Drakenholm?
Listen, Alex, if I get...
That's where he keeps getting kidnapped. Oh. That's the monster, the city of monsters.
Yeah, no,
You should not go there.
I'll go around.
Right. If I get to a body of water that's big enough for a boat to be on it, I am going to run screaming.
Well, then you're not making it to the court. Yeah, okay, so you'd have to go all the way. You'd have to go through the Hell Marsh.
Yeah. Oh, no, marsh, that's water.
You can't bring a boat, though.
Yeah, boat can't go up marshes.
Yeah.
Oh...
There are a number of hell holes spawning demons there.
That'd be bad, too.
Oh, no, you could take the Undermarch from Anvil to Forge. Will's not with you.
Yeah, if Will came with you, then you would be forcibly ejected from the Dwarven Kingdom.
And then you could follow the migration routes of the Corrin Behemoths.
In the way we wanted to go, it might be all right.
Well, they're not going to carry you through the Undermarch.
Yeah, but if we get more than halfway through before they find us, they might throw us out the shorter way.
All right. Well,
you get halfway through, and the rest of the time you just walk backwards.
Rogar's not going on this adventure with you.
Rogar's going back to the bar.
What do you do? Are you following them, or are you...
No, but he's going to wind up wherever they are eventually.
Oh, my God.
You just
through,
sort of...
Through happenstance. Pizdipple is a wandering adventurer, and he goes back to town to claim his reward.
Sir Pizdipple, here to save us.
And, one day when something happens, Pizdipple's just going to be there. But when he gets back to town, he pens an awesome letter to Buttersmith about his adventure and how he saved the day.
I love that name, too.
Buttersmith. Yeah. This whole thing is just a test of your faith.
Yeah.
Seldar. Mm-hmm. And Killala, how about you? She's
going to be a little lectury towards Rogar for a bit. She understands that he was angry, but she thinks he should have been able to tell that she wouldn't just attack him.
Yeah. Well, Rogar's epilogue is that he's going back to his like skeleton ransacked thatched hut.
See, I'm not sure what Killala would do at this point. I mean, adventure was like this group doesn't seem like a fit for her.
Yeah,
so she hasn't found her niche yet.
Yeah, you could go off on your own. You could stick with Pizdipple. You could go with the two of them and
have. Yes, travel with Sir Pizdipple. I could teach you to see the colors.
I don't know. I think she might kind of go off on her own. She might run into people again. Who knows? But
yeah.
She's. All right.
So that was Swords Against the Dead. What did you guys think?
I liked it.
Yeah. I always like playing Seldar.
I like playing Pizdipple.
I feel like it takes us a little while to adjust to D20 combat, because it is very lockstep and...
I can one-shot it.
Yeah.
Kind of enjoy my character, but I don't think he's very useful.
He does run away.
I don't get to do a lot.
I like the commander a bunch. Just getting people to like improve their roles.
Support.
And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's cool.
I did it. I played a hateable character.
I almost murdered you.
Yeah.
If you failed that dex check, what would have happened?
If he failed the dex check, he would have been wrapped up with the book and dragged back.
No, that's fine.
I probably would have made him take damage for being, like, dragged through a hillside.
Yeah.
Favorite place to get dragged through. How do we level up?
Once you've had 16 fights, you level up.
Oh.
As it is, you can take... do they have it marked here? No, because it's just a one-shot.
Yeah.
There are... incremental bonuses. So you can take like part of a level up, and then once you take four of those, you level up all the way.
Live it up,
Blue. Live it up,
Blue.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoyed Swords Against the Dead as much as we did. I did not anticipate the number of times that you guys almost turned on each other. That was fun, but also a little obnoxious.
I think it's safe to say, Ryan, this is not going to be attached.
Oh, yeah, no. It's way too long.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so we hope you enjoyed part two of Swords Against the Dead. Will, any last thoughts?
Favorite part.
Pizdipple's a jerk.